Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the first of three games in three nights. We're in Waterloo where the Storm will face the Blackhawks. For the third time this season, these two teams have split the first two matchups, both of those first two matchups at the Viero Event Center. Tonight, they'll go head-to-head at Young Arena in Waterloo, and then they will meet once more in February to finish up the season series, and that meeting will once again be here in Waterloo. Once again, welcome inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. I'm Jared Sheffrin. Thanks for joining us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. A loud, raucous building here. The Waterloo Blackhawks Young Arena has become a lot of fans here with a lot of cowbells. So you'll be hearing those frequently here on the broadcast tonight. And a great arena here for hockey. Olympic size ice sheet, so a little bit different for some of the players here. But one player that's grown up playing on this size arena is Jacob Johansson. He gets the start tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Coach Jim Holton talked about that in the coach's corner, which is coming up shortly. This is something that Jacob Johansson is used to. The rest of the players, they have to kind of get used to the bigger ice surface. And Waterloo, with a speedy team, absolutely tailors their team to play on this surface. But for the Storm, Jacob Johansson is a guy who does not need to get used to this, and he's grown up playing on this arena, so he's used to the angles, and I think that may help Johansson here get back to familiarity with what they have, what he's grown up with in Sweden. The same thing on the other end as Waterloo starts their goaltender Matthias Israelsson here tonight. Israelsson has played a bunch this season, but tonight he gets his third start of the year against the Tri-City Storm. So it's pretty funny that the Storm will go up against Israelsson for the third time. Cal Peterson is the starting goaltender for the Blackhawks this season. He's played 13 games, but he has not faced the Storm. In any one of those 13 games, the Storm have seen Matthias Israelsson. This will be his eighth appearance. He has 4 wins and 3 losses with 1 shutout, 18 goals against. He's got a goals against average of 2.56 and a save percentage at 91%. So Israelsson has proved to be a good backup and was huge for the Blackhawks when Cal Peterson got called up north to play in the World Junior A Challenge. And the Waterloo team lost him for a couple games. That's the last time these two teams met, is when the World Junior A Challenge was going on. Tri-City Storm came out with a 4-2 victory in that one. It was a Wednesday night game at the Viero Event Center just before Halloween. And in that game, the Storm were led by Christian Horn, who scored his first goal and registered 3 assists, so he had a point on all 4 of the Tri-City Storm goals, and the Storm got a win, 4-2, the final score in that one. Tonight, Waterloo and Tri-City dropping the puck at 7:05. We're going to take a break here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Come back with your coach's corner. We spoke to Jim Holton. Good matchup here tonight between Waterloo and Tri-City on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show here at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. Jared Schaffrin with you here, and we're getting ready for the puck drop between the Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks. Fans, we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. You can send us a question here, and we will answer it in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Any question you got about the Storm, shoot it over to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That's bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer it for you in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Aero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Now we're going to get to the Coach's Corner, the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner, where we spoke to Jim Holton about tonight's matchup, the Tri-City Storm taking on the Waterloo Blackhawks.
Jared Schaffrin here, joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, for tonight's Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm are in Waterloo to face the Blackhawks. It's the first of three games in three nights. First Waterloo, then Des Moines, and then Cedar Rapids. Coach, last time we spoke, obviously, after that game against Omaha, a bit of a frustration mode that you were in. How has the mood changed during the week, and what have you guys worked on this week?
Well, the great part about hockey is there's always a tomorrow and there's always another game, and you have to get over your disappointments just like you have to get over your successes. And, I heard a great expression when I coached in Florida with Pete DeBoer, and he said, no matter what happens, there'll be no parades and no funerals. It's a long season, and we can't ride the wave of emotion, so... that's something I've stuck by, and we just got right back to teaching and going over it. And I have to keep reminding myself and the players, more importantly, that this has been like a two-week training camp. I mean, normally you'd have training camp and exhibition. It takes you 2-3 weeks, and we've tried to condense everything into a short period of time. So I think everyone's feeling a lot more comfortable with expectations, systems, et cetera, after 2 weeks of practice.
First time that you're in this building here. Any impressions from the building that you've seen, especially with the Olympic sheet here?
Well, I like it. It reminds me a lot. I spent 3 years in the OHL in a city called Belleville, Ontario, the Belleville Bowls, and it was an Olympic-sized ice surface. So I'm pretty comfortable in these settings. It's a nice, bright, brand-new building, or at least it looks fairly new. So a different challenge for us, so obviously, and we just reminded the guys that they're going to have to use their landmarks. The dots tonight, the face-off dots are the same in every rink, and that's how you have to work your game in a rink like this. And hopefully we can use the extra ice on offense to maybe free up some of our scoring touch that's been greatly lacking.
make a move here this week. You bring in Nolan Abel, a very young player, guy that we drafted in the Futures draft, and then you send Steve Hayden packing out to New Jersey. Talk about the reason you made the move and what you might expect from Nolan Abel, who gets a chance in the lineup tonight.
Well, just what we kind of talked about, I don't think our team speed is enough where it needs to be, and we're not scoring enough goals. So a couple things. We have to add more skill and speed to our lineup, and we think having Nolan in our system, he can do that. And I think the one thing that hockey has taught us, especially in the last couple of years, is to throw out the birth certificates. I mean, it's evidenced every year in the NHL when, you know, the Seth Jones and the Sean Monahans of the world are stepping in at 18 and being not just regular players, but darn good players. And I think the same thing's happening at our level. You look at Dello, how well he plays as 97. And our reports on Nolan were so favorable that we thought, why are we waiting here? This is a kid that can provide some offense and some speed, and that's elements that are lacking. In Steve's case, he just didn't fit the mold. And as a coach, I don't like having a ton of extra players around that I have to healthy scratch all the time, and I couldn't justify continually scratching. It's not fair to him in a development league, so we tried to seek out a place that would be compatible for him and a place he was going to get to play.
Make the decision tonight to go with Jacob Johansson. He obviously played a pretty good game on Saturday night, gave you a chance to win all the way up until the final minute. Talk about the decision here between those two goaltenders and what you expect from Jacob tonight.
Well, again, we're back into the 3-3 situation, so we're going to see both guys. But, I mean, neither goaltender has given me a reason to not ever put them back in. I mean, they've both been fantastic. And I think, as the fans probably know, Jake's probably been the MVP of this team to this point. So the second factor is that he's grown up on the big ice all his life in Sweden, so he's going to be a little bit more comfortable with the angles and that. And, I mean, this is a game we have to have. This is the team we're chasing. It's a four-point game, so we have to roll with the guy who's been going good. And then we'll get Hayden in tomorrow and probably come back with Jake on Saturday.
What's the biggest key in your mind to win tonight?
Well, I think we just have to get off to a good start and believe. I mean, I think when you come off two difficult losses, and hopefully they learned from the Friday tough loss. You know, we started good on Saturday. We really did. We came out of the gate and we put it behind us. And, you know, I think with a team like this, we're old yet we're young in certain positions. And I think our young guys have to get the jitters out of the way in a hurry on the road. And that's sometimes easier said than done. So I'd like to see us get through the first 10 minutes on even ground and kind of build from there.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here in the Coach's Corner before Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks. Coach, thanks very much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jared. We'll touch base after.
Tis the season for Tri-City Storm Hockey. Catch back-to-back games of Storm Hockey as we celebrate the season. Friday, December 13th is Stuff Your Stocking Night. And Saturday, December 14th is Stormy's birthday party. Join the chase for affordable family fun this Friday as the Storm battles the Youngstown Phantom. Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with each paid adult. Kids are invited to bring their Christmas stocking to the game and fill it up with candy and prizes. Take part in the Christmas walk with caroling on the concourse. A visit with Santa. Warm holiday drinks. And more. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Then on Saturday, the Storm and Venom's face-off in an afternoon matinee with a special 3 p.m. puck drop. It's Stormy's golden birthday as he turns 14 on the 14th. As a special birthday treat, all fans in attendance will receive a free cupcake courtesy of K-Town Cakes after the game. Stick around for free ice skating and autographs with the players. It's back-to-back games at the Tri-City Storm versus the Youngstown Phantom with Stuff Your Stocking Night on the 13th and Stormy's birthday extravaganza on the 14th. For tickets, call 308-338-8011 or visit stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Young Arena. Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Waterloo Blackhawks here tonight on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. It's time for the starting lineups tonight presented by Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup tonight for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm come in with a record of 5-13-2 in conference. They're 4-9-2 on the road, 2-7 first time at the Waterloo Arena here this season. They will start Garrett Gomez, Joel Esperance, and Chris Wilkie as the forwards. Gomez on the left wing, 6'1", 175 pounds, wearing the number 13 tonight. Gomez from Chino Hills, California. This season, a goal and two assists in 18 games. He's committed to the University of Denver. At the center, number 27, Joel Esperance, 6'2", 175 pounds, Brighton, Michigan native. He's played 20 games, leads the Storm in scoring with 8 goals and 6 assists. For 14 points, Lesperance is committed to Michigan Tech. And on the right wing, number 44, Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, 5'11", 185 pounds, Omaha, Nebraska native. Played last season with the USNTDP program. 19 games Wilkie has played, 5 goals and 4 assists for 9 points, and he is committed to the University of North Dakota. Wilkie was scratched the last time the Storm were at home against Omaha, so Wilkie missed the last game. It was a healthy scratch. Point made by head coach Jim Holton. Wilkie right back on the top line tonight with Lesperance and Gomez getting a chance to get back in action. On defense, the Storm will start Garrett Cecier on the left side. Number 7, 5'10", 175 pounds, West Des Moines, Iowa native. Cecier in 15 games has 5 assists, and he's committed to Colorado College. On the right defense, it's number 5, Nolan Glukowski, 6', 185 pounds, Wixom, Michigan native. 19 games played this year for Glukowski, and he has 8 assists. He's committed to St. Lawrence. In net tonight for the Tri-City Storm will be number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds, a Stockholm, Sweden native. This season, 13 games played, a goals against average of 3.02, and a save percentage of 91%. Hayden Levine serving as a backup goaltender tonight. The scratches for the Storm, Joey DiBenedetto, Ryan McMurphy, Ross Olson, and Sean Lang. As you hear the loudness here at Young Arena, getting loud. That's head coaching staff for the Storm, Jim Holton. And then J.B. Bittner, Eric Large, and Eric Blaze, the assistants. Tonight we'll be watching Nolan Abel, the Brookville, New York native. Abel is centering Kyle Eastman and Drew Mayer on the fourth line, and he is getting his first USHL experience. Abel, 5'10", 160 pounds, was playing with the New Jersey Rockets, and now this is his first game here in the USHL for the Tri-City Storm. Starting lineups now for the Waterloo Blackhawks, the home team. Blackhawks at the left wing will have Blake Winecki, wearing number 24, Lakeville, Minnesota native, 6'1", 190 pounds. Blake Winecki for the Blackhawks this season, 9 goals and 6 assists for 15 points in 20 games. At the center, it's number 10, John Witala, also Lakeville, Minnesota native, committed to Ohio State, 5'11", 165 pounds. He wears number 10. Witala this season in 18 games is a goal and 7 assists. On the right wing, it's number 15, Austin Veith. Veith from Marinette, Wisconsin, 5'11", 180 pounds. This season, he's done well for Waterloo, 2 goals and 6 assists in 18 games. On defense, for the Blackhawks, number 55, Kane Cooper on the left side, 5'11", 200 pounds, from Chicago, Illinois. Cooper, this season, with 5 assists in 18 games. And on the right side, Mark Friedman, number 51, 5'11", 185 pounds, Toronto, Ontario native. He is committed to Bowling Green, and Friedman is the leading defensive scorer for the Blackhawks with 2 goals and 15 assists with a plus 17 on the back end, leading the team in plus 16 for Mark Friedman. In net is number 1, Matthias Israelsson. Israelsson, 5'10", 180 pounds, from Italy, Sweden, and he played at Frölunda, which is where Henrik Lundqvist played, for the same program that Lundqvist played before coming over to the United States to play for the New York Rangers. Israelsson, in his third game against the Storm this season, set his 8th game overall. He's 4-3 with 1 shutout, a goals against average of 2.56, and a save percentage of 91%. That is your starting lineup here tonight, presented by Burger King. We're going to take a break for the national anthem, come back with your New West Sports Medicine three keys to victory, as well as the start of the game here tonight in the first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing six nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Young Arena here in Waterloo, Iowa. Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks coming your way on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here. They're having a ceremonial puck drop right now between these two teams. Before we get things started and get them underway, we're going to remind you about our three keys to victory presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, three keys to victory tonight for the Storm. No pun intended here, but they need to weather the storm at the beginning of this game. Loud crowd here, a different atmosphere for the rookies here in the Storm, the younger players. It's going to be a quick start. They got to get off to a good start here, and they got to get going. Can't be intimidated by this atmosphere. Jacob Johansson, got to have a big game from him for the Storm. He's back on Olympic ice tonight, and I'm sure he'll be comfortable with this bigger ice sheet than some of his defensemen will, so they're going to have to rely on Johansson tonight. And finally, Storm got to get an early goal against the goaltender for Waterloo, Matthias Israelson. We're ready to go. The puck is down, and the Storm have won the opening faceoff, and they have possession here in their own end. As they move forward, it's Gomez with the puck. Storm in their black uniforms here tonight, and Tri-City whistled for an offside 11 seconds into this one. Tri-City in their black uniforms here tonight with black helmets and white lettering and numbering on the back, going from left to right on your radio dial. Waterloo in their brand new red uniforms here tonight with a new Waterloo logo on the front. It's a flying Blackhawk on the front of their red uniforms, white on the sides, white lettering and numbering on the back with some black trim and black helmets for Waterloo. as they go from right to left on your radio dial. Friedman moves the puck up the far side wall, but Sasir has it for the Storm. He banks it back in deep into the Waterloo end. Going to get it on the near side is Wilkie, with some help from Glukowski, keeping it in the Waterloo end here early on, just 30 seconds into this first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Waterloo now moves it out of the zone. It's Krieger through neutral ice, taken away by Glukowski. And now Glukowski's got room to skate. Leaves it for Gomez. Here comes the Storm. Gomez in onside. Nice pass for Lesperance. Trying to get it back to Gomez. Gomez got a stick on it, but he couldn't control. Now he does, and he puts it back into the Waterloo end. Played around the far side of the Waterloo zone, and it's moved by the defenseman here, and Friedman sends it to neutral ice. There's a glove that's down on the ice in neutral ice, and puck is worked back in on Johansson. He's 6-1 in here to the near side corner as Aldworth moves it ahead into the near side corner. Horn is there to help. Cutler-Martin able to move it to the far side for Schultz. Puck's won by Waterloo, though, and now the Blackhawks have a chance behind the Storm net, and they have the possession. Moved on the far side. Chance in front. Shot went high and wide of the net there from Waterloo, and the chance from Sanford. And now on the near side, it's a shot from Melanson that was blocked, and now here comes the Storm the other way. It's Christian Horn. Horn leading the rush. He's in onside. Aldworth has it. Cross ice pass. Lebowski with a shot and a save made by Israelson. Nice shot by Lebowski. Waterloo able to clear the puck back to neutral ice. Storm get their first shot on net, and a nice one. Nice looking play was led by Christian Horn. Lebowski ends up taking the shot. Now Lebowski back with it. He backs it ahead for Horn, who's in onside. Horn on the far side with Polganski. He stops. Horn to the center. Tried to find Kevin Kerr, who sticked off the puck, but Kerr got it back. Kerr's in deep. He moves the puck around to the near side. Storm trying to complete a line change here as Hutchison's on. Dello rockets a side shot just wide of Israelson. Another shot that's deflected wide of the net. And now Waterloo has it back. Moving forward to the Blackhawks on the near side. Now it's Courtnell. Courtnell banks it off the backboard. Sticked away by Johansson out in front. And now Kevin Kerr plays it to Hutchison on the far side. Hutchison looped one towards Polganski. Got deflected by the Blackhawks back into their own end. And racing back to get it is Hayden Shaw, the defenseman for Waterloo. Moved forward by the Blackhawks. Nice hit by Glukowski at the top of the zone. It skates out to Sasir. And now Sasir led it for Eastman, but it was too far in front of him. Now here comes Nolan Abel on the ice for his first shift. He dumps it into the Waterloo end. Picked up by Shaw behind the Blackhawks' end. It's Courtnell on the near side. Courtnell past the red line, flips one into the Storm zone, and Johansson sticks one away to Glukowski. Nolan Glukowski with room to skate on the far side. He picks it up in neutral ice, batted it forward for Eastman. Scott Drew Mayer. Mayer with a shot that was blocked. It goes to the far side behind the net. Nolan Abel comes into play. Eastman gloves it down, trying to play it. It's taken away by Winnecke, and now Itala able to squirt it out to neutral ice. Jalen Schultz, with some pressure from Austin Veith, gets it to Cutler-Martin. Martin banks it off the far side, out of the zone, and all the way down. It'll be an icing on Tri-City Storm. And we get a stoppage here with 16:37 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks scoreless here thus far on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Just about 3.5 minutes into this game. Tri-City Storm looking good right now. I've gotten a couple decent shots on the Waterloo net, Matthias Israelson, and they've limited any Waterloo opportunities early on. Nolan Abel is tossed out of the faceoff circle, and Kyle Eastman will come in and take it now for the Storm against Peter Krieger. Krieger able to win it for Waterloo, and he banks it on the far side. Back down low as Abel gets in the way of that one, steals it, clears it around the near side. Friedman at the point. Drew Mayer working on him, getting it out of the zone, and Mayer able to slap it in deep to the Waterloo end. On the far side, Dane Cooper will leave it there for Brandon Salerno. Moving forward by Krieger, now taken back by Wilkie. Wilkie in his own end, plays it to Dello on the near side. Dello with a cross-ice pass to Kevin Kerr, and now forward to Gomez. Garrett Gomez, past the red line, in onside. Gomez will skate into the far side corner, leave it there for Wilkie. Taken away by Waterloo. Gomez on the back check, able to keep it in. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr with a good look at the net. He fakes and passes over to Dello. Dello lost the puck for a second, but he gets it back. Swings it back to Kerr, the top left point. Kerr able to, he tripped and fell and lost the puck. And now here come the Blackhawks the other way, as it's Peter Krieger who chips it into the zone. Johansson settles it down with his stick. Torrey Dello able to pick it up. Dello going forward. He stops in his own zone. Nice pass, trying to find Wilkie. It went behind him, though, and all the way down for an icing. Storm getting a little too cute there on a couple different plays. And it will cost them as they go down for icing. Dello and Kerr have been on the ice and have not been able to change. So the faceoff here to the right of Johansson in the Storm end with a tired defensive core. 15:30 remaining in the period. Scoreless game here in Waterloo. Faceoff is won by the Blackhawks. Melanson rushed to go get it, but now Delos able to seal off on the backboard. Now in the near side corner, it pops out from and taken by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie will race it out of the zone. Here's Joel Lesperance. Lesperance able to nicely and smartly flip it in deep and go on a change. Storm get a five-man line change here and get a completely fresh new line out. And now Lebowski creates a turnover. Had Thomas Aldworth there, but he lost the puck, and now it's back to Glukowski. Glukowski has a pass deflected up top to Christian Horn. Horn, with some pressure from Sheehy, gets away from him, gets out of the zone, chip one forward to the red line, but now Waterloo takes it back, and here's Melanson. Melanson into the zone by himself, just throws a harmless shot on Johansson. He makes the glove save, and now Sasir brings it forward on the near side. Aldworth. Aldworth stops, plays it back to Glukowski. Glukowski banks one into the Waterloo end right on net, and Tisserlson has to touch it up to negate the icing, but now it's played all the way back out to neutral ice. As Glukowski picks it up in the Storm end on the far side, Cutler-Martin. Martin ahead for Lebowski. Nice touch pass to Horn. Horn in onside, and they say he was offside as he lost possession of the puck as he was moving into the zone, and he moved in ahead of the puck. So little mistakes here for the Storm. Overall, 14:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery's first period of play. We're through about 5.5 minutes of play, and Tri-City has had more chances offensively. They're moving the puck. They're controlling the puck. Their system is working here on the big ice sheet early on against Waterloo. P.K. O'Hanley right now on the bench trying to discuss things with his team because he can't be happy with how they've started. They haven't had much possession in the Storm end. Tri-City right now is outworking Waterloo. I will absolutely say that, but the Storm, little things like pucks skipping off their stick, guys aren't sure of themselves and where they're supposed to be. They're missing little things, and they're not playing as smooth and fluently as we've seen the Storm play, but they have been the better of the team here early on. We want to remind you that Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Back to the action here with a faceoff in neutral ice just outside of the Waterloo end. Tim Lappin on the ice now, the former Tri-City Storm forward. Lappin in his third USHL season, played one with the Storm, then started the last season with the Storm, got traded at the trade deadline to Waterloo, and he's been here ever since. Has an injury this season and has not played in that many games. This is the first time I believe he will play against the Storm this season. As it's moved in by Waterloo. Nice hit on the far side there by Kevin Kerr. The puck's moved on the near side now by Gello. And now here's Poganski. Poganski on the near side flips one into the Waterloo end. Played on the far side by McRae. Banks it up top. Out of the zone. Cutler-Martin able to settle it down and flip it back in the near side corner. Moves on the near side for Hayden Shaw. And here comes Waterloo. Witala lost his balance in neutral ice, though. Cutler-Martin will take the puck. Eastman brings it in with Mayer. Eastman takes a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. It's Nolan Abel. Abel on the near side couldn't win that battle on the wall. Winecki took a hit from Eastman. It's moved out by Witala. Witala into the zone to the center. Loose puck, and it's picked up, and no shot comes. It's turned over by the Storm. Nice back check there at the last second, I think, by Nolan Abel. Here comes Eastman. Eastman the other way with a shot to the net, and it just goes wide. Took an initial shot that never made it through, but on the second shot, it was a backhander that went wide. Rebound now secured by Waterloo. Friedman playing pitch and catch with Cooper behind the net. Kept in there by Sasir. Abel gets it to Gomez. Here's a chance. He shoots. And it's saved by Israelson. Gomez with a big opportunity, and Israelson got a piece of it and kept it out. Nice turnover at the top of the zone, though. The Storm kept it in, and then a good work by Eastman and Gomez to get an opportunity. Best chance of the game for either side, and Israelson kept it out. Still scoreless here, 12:48 remaining in the first. Storm half possession. It's Glukowski on the near side. Banks it out of the zone. A rolling puck back to the Blackhawks' end. It rolls away from Plitt. And now Wilkie's on the pressure as it's played by Montour around the far side. Taken forward by the Blackhawks. Lesperance seals his man in neutral ice. And the puck is into the Storm zone offside. Is called on Waterloo. 12:29 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks scoreless here on the Breeze. Best chance of the game just happened for the Storm. Garrett Gomez with a point-blank opportunity on Matthias Israelson in the Waterloo end. Now here's a shot by Waterloo that's deflected wide of the net. Big shot from Melanson. Chance down low in the Storm end. Melanson takes a hit from Dello, moved by Zach Sanford. Sanford on the near side, played up top with a shot. Johansson got it with the left pad, and it's flipped out of the zone. And it's a race between Allworth and Pratt. And it's won by Pratt, but now Dello has it back to Kerr. Nice pass over to Christian Horn. Horn through neutral ice. In onside, leaves it for Lebowski. Put it down low, back for Horn. Horn behind the net, got sealed off there. And Montour able to play it on the far side for Sanford. Zach Sanford takes a hit. Nice hit there by Schultz. And it's moved back to the Storm end. Cutler Martin flips it to Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski chipped it forward, settling it down. Got to the red line, couldn't get it in deep. Montour flips it around to the near side. Allworth on the forecheck almost got a turnover. Stormer changing here, have to be careful as Schultz plays it in deep to the Waterloo end. Icing waved off, as Pratt moves it to the far side for Montour. Montour got it forward, and now it's B.J. Salerno. Salerno into the zone. Salerno on the far side. Flips one to the center. Johansson able to knock it away with a blocker. And now it's Berger the other way. Chase Berger into the zone. Hutchison goes and chases. And the puck is won by Hutchison. Figlukowski with a shot that was blocked. Rebound came out in front but taken away by McRae. And now moved down low as McRae takes that hit from Hutchison. And Salerno will have it forward for Waterloo. Salerno past the red line. Into the zone. Got it in deep. Cecere picks it up for Tri-City and will start forward the other way. Cecere moved it forward to Poganski. Poganski on the near side. What a move by Shaw. Poganski with a shot that missed the net wide left. And the rebound bounces all the way back into the Storm end. Austin Poganski makes a nice move. Gets a look at the net, but he missed. Rebound here to Cecere. Now on the far side, it's Eastman in neutral ice. Nice pass for Nolan Abel. Abel on the far side. Abel to the net. Stops in the circle. Takes a shot. Save made by Israelson. Rebound is bounced around on the far side. Waterloo player went down. It was Lutala, but now he's back on his feet. And Kerr has it to Dello. Dello back to neutral ice. Flips it in deep to the Waterloo end. Friedman back to get it for the Blackhawks. And on the near side, Dane Cooper has it. Cooper on the near side wall now. Got it up and to the top of the zone. Now it bounces out in neutral ice. Cooper gets it back. And he's got it. Moving forward is Krieger. And now into the zone with a shot was Friedman. Save made by Johansson. Rebound was big there, but taken away. Chance in front for Waterloo. Shot was blocked wide. Now Krieger from another shot was blocked in front by Kevin Kerr. And now on the near side, it's Wilkie. Wilkie back to Kerr up the ice. Kerr in onside. Lefrantz held the line there nicely, and Kerr got it in deep. Wilkie from behind the net tried to find it out in front, but it went wide to Lefrantz. And now Waterloo has it. Here they come with a rush. On the near side, it's Russell. Patrick Russell with a shot. Save Johansson with a left hand. Now behind the net. Taken by Waterloo on the far side corner. Tri-City and Gomez couldn't get it out with a shot. Johansson blockers it away to the near side. Russell keeps it in. Down low. Winecki back to Russell. Takes a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound out of the zone. Montour's got to go back to get it in neutral ice. 9-12 remaining in the first, scoreless game. Storm have the puck now. It's Schultz to Martin. Sweeps it out. And Montour fires it right back in. Around the wall it goes. Jalen Schultz on the near side. Flips it up and to the top of the zone. Couldn't get it out. Shot from Melanson at the blue line was blockered off by Johansson. And now behind the net, it's Schultz. Schultz got it to Gomez, and he's going to settle things down and move forward. Gomez in a neutral ice. Past the red line. Got it in deep. Goes off for a change. Allworth goes to chase now against McRae. Moved around the near side wall. Lebowski onto the ice to keep it in. Glukowski shoves his man Sanford and takes the puck. Glukowski at the top of the zone with a shot. Just deflection wide. Now it's Horn on the far side. Trying to get it up top for Cecere. Turned over, and here comes Melanson. Melanson ahead for Sanford. Sanford in onside. Glukowski strips him of the puck. It goes behind the net. Played by Waterloo around to the far side. Now it's Lebowski who plays it on the far side wall. Lebowski racing up the ice. Makes one move to the center. Dove after the puck. And it was taken back by Shaw, but kept in by Cecere. Nice poke by Cecere there. Now to the top of the zone. Horn settles it down. Lebowski with a shot that's gloved by Israelson. Shot was going wide. Israelson able to glove it and stop play. 8:03 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm is scoreless here with the Waterloo Blackhawks on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ, and it's been a nice game here so far for these two teams. Tri-City Storm have been out shooting the Blackhawks. It is about 6-6, I think, the shots on goal thus far between these two teams. Both teams have had multiple opportunities on the net. Johansson has looked good for Tri-City, and we've also seen some nice goaltending from Matthias Israelson. Fans, buy $10 of Nebraska Lottery Powerball, and you'll get an entry voucher for a chance to win a trip to the ultimate tailgate party in Cleveland with 100 Pro Football Hall of Famers. Visit NELottery.com for details. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 with some time left here, about 8 minutes left in the opening period, 8:03 to be exact. The faceoff will be to the left of Matthias Israelson as we resume play. Chase Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City, and he wins it over to Dello. Dello on the near side point, flips one back down low, and now the near side, it's Hutchison. Hutchison got it down low to Poganski. Poganski working along the back wall. Poganski takes a hit from Friedman, loses the puck, and it's moved by McClellan out to neutralize. Dello fires it back in. Storm tag up, and Friedman has it for Waterloo. 7:40 remaining in the opening period. Scoreless game. On the far side, Blackhawks get it out to neutralize. Chip by Kevin Kerr, but now brought back by Waterloo. Loose puck is taken by Chase Berger. Nice work by Berger on the far side. Storm get a change. Berger wraps it around the wall, but it's taken by Tim Lappin. Mayer with a big collision. Lappin and Mayer go flying in the near side corner. Both back on their feet. Both okay. No penalties called on the play. Here's Lappin past the red line. Lappin in the zone. Lappin on the far side. Try to throw one to the center of the bouncing puck, and it went behind the net. Now on the near side, Nolan Abel working against Witala. Cutler Martin comes in to help here on the near side against his old teammate Tim Lappin. Lappin on the near side corner. It's moved up the wall, and Drew Mayer has it. Mayer trying to find Eastman to neutralize. Went all the way to the far side, and Eastman wins the race and chips it in deep to the Waterloo end. Under 7 minutes remaining in the period. Scoreless game. Sasir keeps it in at the point, but taken back by Montour and out of the zone. Loose puck there for Ritala through neutral ice into the Storm end. Glukowski bangs him against the near side glass and fires it around the far side to Sasir. Garrett Sasir skates forward, and he's got Drew Mayer. Mayer into the zone. Flips one towards the net. Stick down by Israelson. Put it in the near side corner. And now it's Winnecke who plays it to the center. And a loose puck bouncing around the top of the zone is taken out by Waterloo and Austin Veith. Veith is in onside, and he wraps it around to the far side where it's played up to the top of the zone. Shot was blocked, and here comes Wilkie the other way. Wilkie's got Gomez on the far side. Here's the Storm. Gomez with a shot, and it's deflection to the backboard and out of play into the netting. Gomez got a good look at that one, and Matthias Israelson was able to make the save with the glove. Got a piece of the glove, and he put it out of play to stop play with 6:08 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Up and down action between these two teams. Both teams are staying out of the box thus far. And we got a scoreless game here on the Breeze. Faceoff in the Waterloo end is won back by the Blackhawks behind the Waterloo net. Winnecke on the near side moves it forward for Krieger. Krieger's got some space into the zone. Takes a shot. And Johansson makes the save with a glove. Storm feel confident in Jacob Johansson on those opportunities. When he can see the shot like he did there with no traffic in front, he's been very good this season, and no exception on that one, as a good shot was taken and Johansson made the save with a glove to stop play. 5:59 remaining in the opening period. Faceoff in the Storm and we're scoreless. Won by Waterloo. Martin throws Winnecke against the backboard, and now on the near side, Christian Horn got it forward there for Aldworth. Back to Horn and Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone on the far side to the net. Put it wide. And now on the rebound is taken by Waterloo, and it's moved ahead by Patrick Russell. Russell's into the zone. Put one wide of the net, and he's able to go to the far side and get his own rebound. Nice play there by Patrick Russell. And now Waterloo holds it in. Melanson had a chance but lost the puck. Christian Horn comes in to wrap him up on the near side corner. Nice move there by Melanson. Moves to the front. Shot was blocked. Rebound loose at the top of the zone, and Aldworth takes it. Aldworth to the far side. Give and go with his man Christian Horn, and now Aldworth sweeps one wide of the net. Rebound is behind the Waterloo net. Aldworth's going to go off for a change. Storm bring on reinforcements here with Nick Hutchison as Melanson takes it forward out of the zone. Taken by Poganski back in. Poganski takes a shot. Save made by Israelson. It was loose for a second, but he covered it up. Poganski with a nice shot. Storm have tried to go glove side on Israelson. Nice opportunity there for Poganski. So Poganski's had looks. Gomez, Lebowski. A lot of chances being generated here by the Storm, but we're scoreless. 4:57 remaining in the opening period. Faceoff is won by Tri-City in the Waterloo end. Dello has it. Dello flips one back to Hutchison on the near side half wall. Down low to Berger in the near side corner. Berger. Lost possession, though, and a big hit there by Hutchison. Just missed. Montour tried to go for the big hit, but it's taken by Waterloo out to neutral ice and back into the Storm, and it goes. Here's Cortnell with a shot. Johansson fends it off. Rebound behind the net, taken by Dello. He settles it down, swings it to Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kevin Kerr on the far side. Cross-ice pass to the near side. Dello back to the far side, into the Waterloo end, picked up by Montour, and it's now back out to neutral ice. Turn over to Mayer, though. Mayer got it forward to Berger. Berger got it into the zone, but not far. And now it's chipped out by Salerno back into the Storm end. Cecier on the near side. Got it to Mayer, who flung it forward for Eastman. Nice backtrack pass for Berger, who flips one into the zone. Mayer with speed goes to try to get it in the far side, and he does. Up top, trying to get a pass to Cecier. And now here comes the Blackhawks, as it didn't get all the way to Cecier. Witala chips it in slowly. Glukowski with a hit. Put Witala on his back. Fans wanted a penalty on that one. Not going to get it. Shot was blocked by Drew Mayer there from the far side by Waterloo. And Mayer lofts one out. It's going to be a race for the puck. And for icing, icing is waved off. Eastman lines up his man on the backboard. Storm has been physical here, but without taking any penalties in the first period. And now here comes Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. Got it to the center for Abel. Here's Gomez with a shot, and he missed. Well, wide right. Gomez had a good look there. Abel could have taken that shot himself. Shot from Cutler Martin that went wide. Lesperance comes on to get it. Lesperance on the near side. Lesperance got it back up top for Schultz, who kept it in. Actually, he was offside. They were whistling delay. They did not whistle. The linesman had his hand up for a delayed offside. Lappin got it back into the Storm end, and Cutler Martin will take it over from there. Martin moves through two Waterloo players on the far side to Gomez. Got it. Gomez got it in deep. Wilkie goes back to get it on the backboards. Friedman able to pick it up. Gomez gets it back. Gomez chipped it out, but it was moved over to the near side, and now it's taken by Russell of Waterloo. In onside for Winnecke, taken away by Tri-City Kerr and Dello. Defensively, nice play there. Back to neutral ice, dumped in by Waterloo. 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Waterloo with it behind the net. We got a scoreless game. Up top for Friedman. Looks to the chance, and a save! Johansson, what a save with a stick! He kept it out. An unbelievable save by Johansson. The shot there was taken by Tyler Sheehy, and Johansson looks like he just got it with the paddle. On the near side now in the Waterloo end. Horn had it for a second, but taken back by Waterloo. Melanson on the near side. Tried to go to the center, and it was stopped by Glukowski. Now on the near side corner with 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the period. Shot was blocked by Cecier. Another shot. Save Johansson, and he hangs on. So after the Storm had the better of the play for a large part of the first period, the last couple minutes have belonged to Waterloo. Two fantastic opportunities in the last two chances for Waterloo. Johansson has had to be good to make some saves. Made an unbelievable looking save with a paddle just a couple seconds ago and kept this one scoreless here with 1:59 remaining in the first. Faceoff in the Storm end to the right of Johansson is won back by Waterloo. Montour to the center, takes a shot. Deflection went off the back of the net. Deflected out for Veith. Johansson, I think, got a piece of it there on the initial shot. Now Polganski got one to Berger. Berger trying to toe the line here and Polganski was offside. Berger was trying to toe the line with Hutchison Polganski, but he couldn't get it in onside. 1:41 remaining here in the opening period. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Waterloo are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday night here in Waterloo. The faceoff is won by the Blackhawks on the far side. Is played by Shaw now on the near side. Long cross-ice pass to Veith. He's in onside, takes a shot. Johansson sticks it away and into the netting. We get another stoppage with a minute 29 remaining here in the first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks are scoreless. Waterloo tonight starting their backup goaltender, Matthias Israelson. He's been very good in the first period. Liam Pecoraro, one of the leading scorers for Waterloo this season. Pecoraro, the third leading scorer with 6 goals and 12 assists and a plus 9. Healthy scratch tonight, along with Mitch DiMario and Jay Corton, who is injured. A shot from Waterloo is deflected wide of the cage. Rebound loose in front. Johansson couldn't find it. Another shot was blocked in front, and now it's sent to the far side. Minute 15 remaining in the period. Scoreless game. Sanford on the far side wall, holding. Martin trying to shove him off the puck, and he does. Banked it up for Gomez. Gomez with space to skate. Got it for Wilkie. Here's Wilkie one-on-one. Into the zone. Takes a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound is played by Waterloo. Taken back by Joel Esperance. Got to try to get it to Wilkie in front. Wilkie was calling for it. Now Gomez tries to get a turnover here on the forecheck. Esperance got a piece. Esperance backhand play over to Cecere. Cecere on the far side. Try to get it back to Esperance. Kept in by Glukowski. Down low to Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. Takes a hit. And loses the puck. 38 seconds left in the period. Blackhawks dump it back into the Storm end. Icing is waved off. Glukowski has it now with 30 seconds remaining in the period. Glukowski behind his own net. Still waiting here with 25 seconds remaining in the period. Glukowski on the far side now starts forward. Cecere. Cross-ice pass. Chase Berger's got some space. Berger gets stopped at the blue line. Took a hit there. Puck's chipped in by Glukowski. Israelson got over to deflect it to the far side. Friedman now, final 10 seconds of the period. And now Waterloo has it in their own end, and that'll be how we end this first period. It's a chess match in this one, ladies and gentlemen. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Both teams have some good chances in the first, but neither team has gotten a goal, and we are tied 0-0. Here in Waterloo, we'll take a break, come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at nebraskablue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Back here in Waterloo at Young Arena, we are through 20 minutes and we have no score here between Tri-City and the Waterloo Blackhawks. We're inside the Central Hydraulic intermission report here presented by Central Hydraulic after one period of play. These two teams, as I said, scoreless. A lot of different action on both ends of the ice from both sides here, but neither team has been able to break through just yet in this one. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, we have a rare period here with no scoring and no penalties. So, as they would say, so far, a perfect game. Through one period, the box score is very much empty. Waterloo with 13 shots on net in the first period. Tri-City with just 7. Honestly, I thought it looked more close than that. And that's a testament to how the Storm have played here in the first period. I think Tri-City, and, you know, talking with our video coach, Eric Blaze, here in the press box, the Storm played well in that first period. I think they had chances. They limited opportunities. They allowed their goaltender to make the saves that came his way. And they played very well defensively, getting back on the back check in a big ice sheet, in a big arena. You got to move your legs and you got to move your feet. But I think that, you know, that's something that Jim Holton alluded to when we talked to him in the coach's corner before tonight. With the addition of Nolan Abel, a speedy guy, a skilled player, that Tri-City's looking to make some stuff happen later in the season, and really next season is when they expect him to really come into his own. But right now, for the Storm, it's all about the speed and the skill and the strength. And right now, here in Waterloo, you can see the speed is a huge factor, and Tri-City's moving their legs. And that's the biggest key here. You've got to move your legs both on offense and defense. When they're back on defense, and the Storm have done it. Nolan Glukowski, Kevin Kerr, Tori Dello logging a lot of minutes here, but they're back. They're breaking up plays. They're getting in passing and shooting lanes, and they're holding down Waterloo, who has a very good offense. The Blackhawks, one of the top five offenses in the USHL, and so far they're being physical. The Storm has gone for hits. They're playing physical, but they're not taking penalties, and they're playing offensively aggressive in the zone, on the forecheck, trying to make things happen, and Matthias Israelsson has gotten in the way of all their shots on net. But Storm, the other thing is they've missed the net a bunch, and you know, you got a big ice sheet here, and maybe the net looks a little bit smaller when you're in Waterloo, but Storm need to be putting their shots on net. Can't be missing the net as much as they have. But overall, I think Tri-City, they'll take that first period. It's scoreless. They would have loved to have a lead at this point. But, you know, Jim Holton talking about weather the storm and try to get used to this raucous atmosphere in Waterloo. I think the Storm did a great job with that. Now the key is getting into a rhythm and getting out and getting the lead, getting a goal. Just getting the lead, establishing some momentum here, and using your momentum to get a goal and get the lead. And I think that definitely can be attained here in the second period. The Storm have beaten the Blackhawks this season. Waterloo in third place in the USHL standings at this point. But I think the Storm definitely feel confident against this team. For some reason, they're matching up well right now. Scoreless game after one, but both teams with plenty of chances, and it's been an exciting brand of hockey thus far. That's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back with the update on the out-of-town scoreboard, as well as a couple reminders here from some of our trusty sponsors here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
We're through 20 minutes here at Young Arena in Waterloo. We are scoreless here in Waterloo. Tri-City Storm and the Blackhawks doing battle tonight. We're inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We're going to check the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. And only one other game going on around the USHL here tonight. It is an Eastern Conference matchup between the Green Bay Gamblers and the Indiana Ice. Score between those two teams after two periods is 2-1 Green Bay on top of Indiana. Storm have not seen either of these teams yet this season. They won't see Green Bay until later in the year, and they won't see Indiana until the Storm make the trek to Indianapolis on Valentine's Day weekend. The goals here, Jacob Pritchard made it 1-0 for Indiana from Alex Talcott and Brian Pinho at 13-13 of the first period. And then Green Bay came back and scored two goals in the second. The first from Brent Gates Jr. Matthew Weiss and Nick Schmaltz with assists on the goal at 2:10 of the second. And then just 33 seconds later, Green Bay takes a 2-1 lead on a goal by Ryan Luff. Drew Best and Jordan Gross with the assist at 2:43. Again, just 33 seconds in between the two Green Bay goals. And they have a 2-1 lead on Indiana. Indiana, though, outshooting the Gamblers after two periods, 20-11. And that is the only other game going on here in the USHL. We want to also get you the updated standings. Last night, we saw the Sioux City Musketeers defeat the Fargo Force, and Sioux City picked up 2 points in the Western Conference. Number one team right now is the Omaha Lancers at 36 points. Sioux Falls in second, just 2 points behind with 34. Waterloo here is in third. The Blackhawks have a record of 15-5. They played 20 games, just like the Storm. And they have 30 points, a winning percentage of 750 for Waterloo in third place in the USHL's Western Conference. Sioux City is in fourth place, and they picked up 2 points last night. They're 13-7-1 with 27 points. And so you have your top four, and now you have your bottom four. And it kind of drops off after the first four teams. Des Moines is a full 12 points behind Sioux City with a record of 7-12-1 and 15 points for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Tri-City Storm will see Des Moines tomorrow night at Buccaneer Arena. We'll be live here on the Breeze. It'll be a 7:05 puck drop. Tri-City will have a chance to catch up to the Des Moines Buccaneers, who are a couple points in front of them in the standings. Buccaneers have 15. Lincoln has 13. They're 4-11 and 5 overtime and shootout losses for the Lincoln Stars. Their first 5 out of 20 have been decided in extra time. Tri-City and Fargo tied in 7th with 12 points apiece. Tri-City looking to pick up a couple here tonight as they face Waterloo. We're scoreless after one period here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Quick check of the Eastern Conference standings. Dubuque and Team USA tied atop those standings, each with 29 points. Green Bay in third place with 26. Cedar Rapids, who the Storm will face on Saturday, will be in Cedar Rapids at the Stable. 25 points for the Rough Riders, 25 for Indiana, 24 for Muskegon. Much more balanced top six there. But then Youngstown and Chicago, the bottom two. Youngstown with 17, Chicago with 14. And that is a look at the Eastern Conference standings here. After one period of play, a scoreless game between Tri-City and Waterloo. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday trivia this season. Every Tuesday on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tri-City Storm, we're giving away one free Valentino's Grand Buffet. Presented by Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. Pizza, pasta, and salad. Valentino's has what you like, and Valentino's is giving away one free buffet each week on Tuesdays Check the Storm Facebook page, answer the trivia question correctly, and one person will be randomly selected to pick to get a coupon for a Valentino's buffet for free, courtesy of Valentino's in Kearney and Grand Island. We want to also remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Fans, if you haven't shot your email question to us yet, make sure you do it before the second intermission, when we'll read off our question. Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. That's Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. Shoot us your question and we'll get you some answers in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report after the second period. After one period, it's scoreless here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks 0-0 after one. Shots on goal 13-7 in favor of the Blackhawks. We'll take a break and we will come back with the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
Store for restrictions.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game!
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're starting the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. And the two teams scoreless here. Couple notes for you as we begin the second period. Waterloo with a big day here for this team. As former defenseman for Waterloo and also former Boston College defenseman Patrick Way has been called up to the Washington Capitals. And we want to congratulate Patrick, Boston College, and this Waterloo team, as that's a great story. Way only finished his career in college last season. He had a redshirt a year, and he gets called up to the Washington Capitals could make his debut in the next couple of days, and not yet another USHL player going to move up to the NHL here in a couple of days. Also, a tidbit that we learned here, Patrick Russell, the forward who's committed to St. Cloud here, who's starting this second period on the right wing, played last season with Jacob Johansson in Sweden. The two were teammates last season. Johansson going to try to continue to stonewall Patrick Russell here, who's one of the leading scorers on this Waterloo team. In fact, this year for Waterloo, Russell has 10 goals and 10 assists. He is the leading goal scorer on the team and second best in points. As we start the second period, here comes Russell into the zone, takes a shot on his former teammate Johansson. Johansson makes the save, puck bounces all over into the rafters, into the ceiling here at Young Arena. We get a stoppage just 11 seconds into the second period. Waterloo is moving from left to right on your radio dial here in the middle period. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left as they switch sides. Faceoff will be to the left of Jacob Johansson in the Storm end. Faceoff will be taken by Christian Horn against Tyler Sheehy. Faceoff's won by Waterloo. A quick shot there by Sanford. Johansson made the save. Nice look, though, by Sanford off the faceoff. And Sanford's been one of the best players and best pickups of the 2013 Phase 2 draft. Waterloo picks him up in the draft, and this season, Sanford in 20 games with 6 goals and 6 assists. Been a key factor in their success this season as the Storm win this faceoff, and Cecere moves it to Glukowski on the near side. Move forward to neutralize for Gomez. Couldn't handle it, and Cooper puts it back toward the Storm end. Glukowski able to stop it, but loses it to Laffin. And a chance on the near side for Sanford went to the near side wall. Sanford now repossessing it back to Laffin behind the net. Laffin moves up to the far side, and Cooper took a shot that he fanned on. Another shot saved by Johansson, picked up by Gomez. Cross-ice pass on the far side to L'Esperance. Kicked it in his skates and moved it forward. L'Esperance tried to move one back to the far side corner to Wilkie, and he does. Wilkie got it hit and moved the puck behind the net. Now it's played by Waterloo, and Cooper on the far side turned over to Schultz in neutral ice. Jalen Schultz onside takes a shot that was blocked out of play. Minute and 3 seconds into the second period here on the Breeze. Scoreless between Waterloo and Tri-City. These two teams split their first two meetings. First meeting on October 12th, and Waterloo got the win. Second meeting on October 30th, Tri-City with a 4-2 victory. Final meeting will be in February right here at Young Arena. Four meetings between these two this season. Waterloo has possession off the faceoff. They move into neutral ice. Moved in on Sywinecki with an easy shot on Johansson. He sticks it to the far side where it's kept in again by the Blackhawks. Now on the far side, though, it's turned over to Lebowski, who was racing out of the zone but got it chipped off his stick. Cutler-Martin plays it back for Tri-City, and the puck is taken by Russell, and he flips it into the Storm end. Schultz banks it around to Martin, who couldn't get a hold of it, and it's played by Winecki back down low behind the Tri-City net. Christian Horn comes around the near side trying to get it to Aldworth, and he does. Aldworth just turns it over. Winecki with a shot. Save Johansson! And Winecki with a stoppage there. Looks like he got hit. We have a penalty for a high stick. Penalty on Tri-City for high sticking after a bad turnover in front of the Storm net. It's Thomas Aldworth that gets whistled for the penalty. He'll be in for 2 minutes as a point-blank opportunity there for Blake Winecki, Lakeville, Minnesota native. Johansson makes the save, but now we see the first power play of the game, and Storm going on the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff's won by Tri-City, and Kevin Kerr tried to hammer one out, but it was fanned on and picked up by Sanford. Now on the near side, Melanson for Waterloo, shoved against the wall by Kevin Kerr. Got it to Sanford, though. Sanford to the center. Chance in front was blocked. Sanford's got it on the near side. Up top for Freeman. Lost it out of the zone. And it's whistled for an offside as they brought it back in and Melanson touched it. So the stoppage and the Storm get a break here early into the penalty kill. 1:37 remaining here in the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Face off won by Waterloo. 30 seconds gone by in the Aldworth high sticking penalty. First penalty of the game for either side. Waterloo on the power play. Winnecke wraps it around the wall to the far side, where it's played at the point by Montour. Turned over, though, to Dello. Dello cannot clear the zone. It's kept back in by Waterloo. Now on the near side. Again, Shaw at the right point. And it's played to the center. Here's a chance for Montour with a shot that whistled wide. Rebound is poked behind the net. Nice job there by Mayer to tie up his man on the rebound. Montour with it on the far side. On the point to Shaw on the right point. Shaw down low to the right circle. Krieger, cross-ice pass deflected by Hutchison out of the zone. Nice stick by Hutchison there in the lane as Krieger moves back in. Krieger to the shot and a save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. Glove save by Johansson. Shot came from Peter Krieger, the Oakdale, Minnesota native. He's committed to Alaska Fairbanks. And Johansson makes the save. Stopping play with 16:55. Johansson talking to the official about something here before the faceoff. 40 seconds remaining in the penalty kill for Tri-City. Sanford with it on the far side. Moves to the center. Sanford up top for Friedman. Now down low and a shot. Save Johansson. The net came up for a second and rattled there, but Johansson moving side to side very well makes that save and keeps it scoreless. 16:44 remaining here in the second period. 32 seconds remaining in the Aldworth high sticking penalty. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City, trying to win it on the penalty kill. It's on the far side, kept in by Waterloo. They have possession. Cooper down low, skips over to Schultz, and he can't clear. It's gloved down by Cooper. Keeps it in. Now on the far side, Melanson overskated a puck. Picked up by Friedman, who keeps it in. Down low, Sanford leaves it for Melanson in the near side corner. 15 seconds of the penalty kill. Friedman back to Melanson. Had it go under his stick. Bukowski over to get it in the corner. And final seconds here, the power play for Waterloo. Moves around to the far side for Cooper. Lebowski tries to get over there, but it's played down low again. We're back at even strength. Sanford behind the net. Schultz trying to get there. Storm trying to get possession and get a clear here. Melanson to the front for Friedman to save Johansson. Friedman took that shot on a one-timer, and Johansson makes the save and stops play. 4 minutes into the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Shots on goal now 21-7 in favor of Waterloo, but we're scoreless on the board. The count. Face-off to the left of Johansson is won by Waterloo, but out of the zone. And Pratt will have to go get it back in neutral ice. Played it for Montour on the far side, couldn't handle the pass, and now it's swung around the near side in the Waterloo end. Nolan Abel comes over to play on the near side. Kept it in to Kevin Kerr. Kerr swings it around the wall to the far side. Now Eastman goes to chase. Trying to get it to Drew Mayer on the far side wall. It's chipped up and out, and Cecere does a nice job in neutral ice getting a piece of the puck as it rolls into the storm end. Nolan Abel plays it around on the near side, where Kyle Eastman will pick it up. Kept in by Waterloo, and a shot that's blockered away by Johansson. Montour took the shot, and Mayer took a big hit at the top of the zone. Now Nolan Abel on the far side, able to win a battle on the far side. Eastman with a shot. Save made by Israelson with the left pad, and now it's picked up by Kevin Kerr. Swung back in. Eastman took a hit. Puck moved up the near side wall and out of the zone by Waterloo, and now we get a fight that breaks out. It's Kyle Eastman. Eastman with a fight against his former... Oh, no, it's not against his Lappin. I thought it was against Lappin. That's over already. Two of them went tumbling to the ground. It was against Derek Pratt. Eastman and Pratt battling it out here. And Eastman gives him a little pound at the end of it. Good battle between Eastman and Derek Pratt. Pratt committed to UConn. Trying to fire up the crowd here in a scoreless game. 5 minutes into the second period, Eastman had a shot on net and then went to go get it in the corner. And that is when things broke out. As Eastman took a really good hit there in the near side corner. And there were three Waterloo players there. Eastman didn't like it. Pratt was the man who gave him the hit. And they dropped the glove. Kyle Eastman, I think it's his first fighting major of the season. Storm don't have Ross Olsen in the lineup, one of their fighters, and they traded Steve Hayden, so not as many fighters around for Tri-City here. And Eastman able to step up, drop the gloves when necessary. Waterloo with it in the Storm end, a chance and a shot on net. Steve Johansson, rebound loose, and another shot is gloved by Johansson. Couple chances for Waterloo and Jacob Johansson.
That play right there.
That time, the puck was sitting in front of Johansson, and instead of lunging forward to try to cover it up and get possession of it, Johansson stayed back in his crease and waited for the shots to come to him. He read the puck the whole way and kept it out. 14:45 remaining in the second, scoreless game here. We're at even strength. Two players in the box from the fight, Eastman and Derek Pratt. Storm able to get possession off the faceoff. It's one forward. Lebowski trying to chip into neutral ice. Nice job fighting off Cooper and getting the puck in deep. And now we're back down low, and Waterloo touches up. It's going to be a penalty on the Blackhawks for a cross-check. Tri-City will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm with their first power play opportunity of the night. In the box is Cooper for 2 minutes. Zane Cooper is in the box, cross-checking the call at 5:32. Face-off to the left of Israelson in the Waterloo end. Won by the Blackhawks, but kept in by Kevin Kerr. Nice job by Kevin Kerr at the right point there at the face-off. And now on the near side, Lappin tries to get it out. Kept in by Cecere. Work forward. Kept in by Horn. Now on the near side, Lesperon to the center. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr settles things down with Cecere. Cecere at the top of the zone. Back to Kerr on the far side. Now Cecere in the center. Leaves it for Horn on a touch pass. Horn to the center. Lesperon's had a chip at it. It's taken away, and Lappin able to clear it all the way down. So Storm had possession there, but no shots. 35 seconds into the power play, presented by Century 21. Cecere on the near side now, through neutral ice. Past the red line, flipped it in, gets it in deep. Poganski goes and chases. Puck's loose on the near side corner. Lesperance up top for Cecere. Cecere up top for Kevin Kerr. Now back to Cecere on the left side. Top of the left circle, Horn to Cecere with a shot. Save! Israelson, rebound loose, and Israelson covers it up. Good work in front of the net by Poganski. First setting a screen and then batting at the rebound. Held on to by Israelson. 13:30 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. 1:03 remaining in the cross-checking penalty to Dane Cooper. Chase Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City. One of their better faceoff men against Tyson McClellan. Against Lappin, and the Storm win the faceoff. Berger wins it. Up top, Schultz. Glukowski now on the near side of Wilkie. Wilkie at the top of the left circle. Gets it down to Lebowski at the bottom of the circle. Up top for Glukowski with a shot. Save Israelson. Rebound on the near side is Lebowski over to Wilkie. Wilkie with pressure got it back to Lebowski. Lebowski up top. Kept in by Glukowski on the near side. 40 seconds left in the power play. Waterloo with possession, and Salerno clears it all the way down. 30 seconds remaining now in the Century 21 power play. We're 7 minutes into the second period. Still no score here in Waterloo. Glukowski on the far side for Wilkie in onside. Wilkie puts it down low, and it's cleared by McCray around to the near side. Schultz keeps it in. Down low, Lebowski. 15 seconds in the power play. Lebowski on the goal line couldn't get to it. Puck's cleared off Schultz's glove back to neutral ice. Final seconds here in the Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. Lebowski with a cross-ice pass for Wilkie, and we're back to even strength, and the Storm are offside. 12:27 remaining in the second period. Tri-City and Waterloo are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 12:27 is the time remaining here in the second period. Second period is presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney, which is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. That's 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's of Kearney. Shots on goal now 23-9. Storm got about two shots on goal on the power play. Their first power play of the game. Both teams now 0-for-1 with a man advantage. And again, shots on goal 23-9. Waterloo had 13 in the first period already, 10 here in the second period. Both goaltenders have been on their game. And in the first period, after we saw no penalties already, 4 here in the second, 2 of the fighting majors to Kyle Eastman and Derek Pratt, minors to Aldworth and Cooper for high-sticking and cross-checking respectively. And we now see the play resume here just outside the Waterloo end in neutral ice. Nolan Abel to take this faceoff for Tri-City against Waterloo forward Peter Krieger. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Mayer hustles over to get it back to Cutler-Martin. Finds Torridello on the far side. Flips to the neutral ice. Bouncing puck that Mayer able to put forward, but now taken back by Waterloo. Russell with a shot and a save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. Patrick Russell, teammates with Johansson last season in Sweden, takes that shot. The goaltender for the Storm, Jacob Johansson, makes the save. Johansson third in the USHL in saves. He's seen a lot of rubber this season thrown his way. They toss Krieger out of the faceoff now. Lavosky and Martin with a chance to switch sides. Winnecke will take it against Christian Horn. Faceoff won by Waterloo, but swept right out of the zone. And Friedman goes back to get it with a chasing Aldworth on him. Now to the center, it's Krieger. Now far side, Waterloo moving forward. Russell backhands it into the zone. Cutler-Martin back to get it for Tri-City. Wraps it in the near side. Is played by Christian Horn on the near side wall. Horn moving up and out of the zone. Found Aldworth. But now it's back to Waterloo. And the Blackhawks are in onside. And a chance for Winnecke was poked away by Martin. Now it's Christian Horn on the far side. Aldworth lost it to Krieger. Winnecke with Martin on him on the far side corner. In the Storm end, Christian Horn had a puck for a second, but he lost it. And now Shaw on the near side plays it. Hayden Shaw with a shot. It hits the outside of the net and into the netting, and we get a whistle. 11:28 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Scoreless game, almost halfway through this game, and we're scoreless. This game reminds me a lot of the first game that Jim Holton had here in Tri-City. It was in Chicago. And off the faceoff, Glukowski turns one over to Lappin. Lappin on the goal line, lost it back to Glukowski, but it couldn't clear, and a chance, and the puck flipped up in the air and behind the net. Dangerous play for Tri-City. Now Shaw throws one at the net. Deflection in! What a deflection! Zach Sanford gets the goal. It's 1-0 Waterloo. Holy moly, what a deflection by Zach Sanford. That's the kind of a shot that you needed to beat Johansson. And from the point, Shaw just took a shot that was a fluttering shot that came to the front of the net. And from the side, Sanford came out with a stick and deflected it by Johansson. No chance for the Storm goalie in that one. Tri-City did not have anybody in front of the net. And Johansson gets beat for the first time tonight. It's 1-0 Waterloo. What a deflection. And it's 1-0. Shot on the Storm right off the faceoff from Waterloo is deflected to the backboard. And now Hutchison gets it forward. Poked back into the Storm end. Hutchison has it on the near side. Gets it back to Glukowski. It's 1-0 Waterloo, just as we were saying, that is about halfway through this game. Hutchison gets it forward now to neutral ice. Waterloo stops them there. Berger able to wrap it around the wall. Loose puck behind the net. Seventh goal of the season for Zach Sanford, who had a great deflection. And like I said, that's about what it took to beat Johansson in this one. Poganski takes a hit there from Beek as he tries to move it in the zone. Taken down. Hayden Shaw picks up the first assist on the first goal of the night. And now Kevin Kerr gets it, secure the puck, and he has it on the near side. Kerr up the near side wall. Lebowski into the zone for Mayer. Back to Lebowski. Nice pass for Nolan Abel, but it went under his stick, and now it's taken by McClellan. Here come Waterloo the other way. Friedman in onside to the far side. Takes a shot and scores. Two quick goals for Waterloo. That one Johansson wants back is Mark Friedman. The defenseman gets his third of the season. And the Blackhawks all of a sudden with a 2-0 lead. The Storm had a good offensive opportunity on that play. And a great pass from Lebowski, a little bit too quick. He zipped it over to Nolan Abel. It went under Abel's stick. The Blackhawks transitioned so quickly. And then Friedman was able to bring it in onside and rip one. Top shelf. Johansson didn't get a good read on it. It beat him on the glove. And it's 2-0 Blackhawks with 10:05 remaining in the second period. Off the faceoff, Waterloo shoots it in again, hit Martin in the back, and now Gomez has it on the near side. Gomez trying to work it forward here, and he does. Out of the zone, Gomez still with it. Past the blue line, threw it to the center, was knocked down by Friedman, and now a bouncing puck taken by L'Esperance, try to throw it to the circle, taken back by Sanford. Zach Sanford with a goal here in this second period. Got it into the Storm end. Wilkie had it to the far side, and Schultz got it forward to Lesperon. Lesperon in onside. Lesperon with a shot that went wide. Rebound on the near side. Martin keeps it in. Down low, Lesperon to the center. Loose puck there. Wilkie had a chance at it, but taken away by Waterloo. Now here comes a 3-on-2. Winecki in onside to the far side. Krieger played it to the center, blocked by Glukowski. Nice job by the Storm to get back there. Glukowski got it forward to Wilkie, who gloved it down and got it forward to Gomez. Gomez with Lesperance here, 2-on-2. Gomez shoots one, and a save made by Israelson. And the Storm are getting whistled for offside here. Gomez shot the puck from outside of his zone. And Lesperance a little bit ahead of the play, and they get whistled for offside. Officials explaining to Lesperance, tough call on the Storm there. 2-0 Waterloo, 9:08 remaining here in the second period. Shots on goal now 27-10 in favor of the Blackhawks. As the Storm get it chipped into the Waterloo end, Aldworth got a deflection on it. And now on the far side corner, Aldworth came in to help, but it's taken by Waterloo, fired back to neutral ice, all the way back to the Storm end. Cecere, the first man there, and actually Johansson's going to cover it up. And Cecere and Patrick Russell, with a couple words for each other. Glukowski runs over to defend his buddy, Cecere. 8:48 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. It's now a 2-0 Waterloo advantage. And in the last couple minutes, things have changed. Storm played a really good first period, but didn't get anything to show for it. And now in the second period, Waterloo has scored two goals, both goals coming in a short time, I believe, under a minute in between the two. As we check the box score, just over a minute. First one was scored by Zach Sanford from Hayden Shaw at 8:47. And then Friedman scores unassisted at 9:55. So there's only a minute and 8 seconds between those two goals. And that is the difference in this game right now. A minute and 8 seconds. Waterloo with two goals, and they lead 2-0. And Tri-City going to have to work their way back into this one as they trail 2-0 on the road here on a Thursday night in Waterloo. First of three consecutive games for Tri-City here this season, this week. 8:48 remaining in the second period. Faceoff is to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Witala gets tossed out of the circle. Chase Berger is in there for Tri-City. And it's Austin Vieth who comes in to take it against Berger. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Austin Poganski with some speed on the far side. Poganski's into the zone. Poganski to the far side corner, leaves it for Hutchison. Hutchison lost it to Vieth, moves around the far side for McCray to the center, intercepted by Berger. Berger with some momentum here, trying to get it to Poganski, was knocked away. Berger got taken down, pucks up into the air and out of the zone. As Cecere brings it back for Tri-City. Now on the near side, Hutchison got it to Berger. Berger into the zone, trying to make a move around Shaw, but he couldn't. Shaw gloved the puck down. And now it's Witala who swings it in deep for McCray. Waterloo ahead 2-0 with 8 minutes remaining in the second period. We got a stoppage and a penalty upcoming here. Third penalty of the second. And it's going to be, a roughing call here. And they're going to take Nick Hutchison. Hutchison goes for roughing. 8:05 remaining in the second, and Tri-City heads to the GNC penalty kill for the second time tonight. Waterloo, a 2-0 advantage, already out shooting the Storm 27-10, and now there's a 2-minute penalty. Whistle to Nick Hutchison. Chance for the Blackhawks to break this one wide open here with a power play. Face off to the right of Johansson. Mayer trying to dig in for the draw against Salerno. Faceoff scrum four and won by the Blackhawks. Sanford up top for Cooper with a shot. Was blocked in front. Rebounds poked behind the net. Martin wraps it around the wall. Friedman cannot keep it in. 2 minutes for roughing the call on Hutchison. Storm get an early change. Mayer to the bench. Lesperance is on. Lesperance, one of those penalty killers that assistant coach J.B. Bittner mentioned, has been doing well here on. We talked to him on Stormcast a couple days ago as Waterloo throws one through the crease. And now on the near side, it's Salerno. Wraps it down low for Sanford. Sanford back to Salerno. Martin trying to break the play up. Poked away by Dello. Dello trying to clear. Fans on the pass. Here's Salerno in front. Opportunity taken away by Dello. Loose puck behind the net now. Taken back by Sanford. 50 seconds into the power play for Waterloo. Friedman to the top for Cooper with a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound loose behind the net. Sanford and a shot from Dello there up top. Cooper, Friedman now. Shot deflection wide. Save Johansson on Salerno. Salerno was wide open, but Johansson took away any part of the net. But now it's Sanford once again. Up top for Friedman. Shot was blocked by Dello. Rebound loose. Is still loose. And it's picked up. Eastman had it with a skate into the backboard. Waterloo player down on his knees. And it's picked up by Cutler Martin. Instead of clearing, Martin keeps it on his stick. And it's tipped in the zone, but now it's Dello who has plenty of room to clear the length of the ice. Storm change off all the penalty killers here. Final 20 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. Turned over to Lukowski. Shoots one on Israelson, who gloves it down. 10 seconds left now in the GNC penalty kill. Waterloo with one last rush. On the near side, Montour into the zone. Montour on the near side, and Schultz lined up for a hit. Montour got by it. Turned it over to Berner. Chance in front. For Russell, couldn't get a shot. Back to even strength. Another shot was blocked in front. And Glukowski banks it on the near side for Lebowski. Lebowski chips it forward. Hutchison will have a chance to run it down. Hutchison's the first man there. He leaves it to Berger. Berger on the near side corner takes a hit from Krieger. And now Shaw has the puck behind the net. Hutchison tried to free it loose, and it went into the netting. Stopping play. 5:46 remaining here in the second period. The Storm registered 7 shots on net in the first, but only 3 thus far as we head to the final 5:46 of this middle frame presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Only 10 shots registered by the Storm here. Waterloo is 28 as the Blackhawks lead 2-0. Storm with the paint stuff. Lesbrons into the zone. Lesbrons to the net. He shoots. Save Israelson. Rebound goes wide. Gomez had a poke at the rebound and he put it wide. Another chance to the front from Wilkie. Was blocked there by Waterloo. Nice job by Lesbrons. Just a simple play. Wilkie gloves it down. Lesbrons couldn't touch it because it would have been a hand pass. Now Waterloo able to take it and it's batted all the way down by the Blackhawks. Icing whistled on Waterloo. Good opportunity for Joel Lesbrons there, but he had a rolling puck and he just wanted to put it on net. Israelson was able to make the save. Rebound popped out to Gomez, but he swept it wide of the net. 5:41 remaining in the second period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Waterloo ahead of the Storm, 2-0. Faceoff in the Waterloo end after the icing is wrapped around the wall to the near side, and the Blackhawks have control on the near side. Russell, nice pass on the far side for Winnecke to the center, and Johansson covers up. Gets a snow shower there from Krieger. And Johansson, one of those plays where he covered the puck with his glove and then had to stick his head down and cover up, kind of turtle to get out of the way because Krieger was charging forward. I don't think Krieger made much contact. He avoided Johansson and went behind the net, but dangerous there nonetheless. 5:11 remaining in the second period. Waterloo with a 2-0 lead on Tri-City here at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. Face off to the left of Johansson now. It is won by Waterloo. Can't keep it in, though, and Friedman gets whistled for offside. Hutchison shoves him out of the way. Officials have to separate the two. 5:07 remaining in this second period. Waterloo with a 2-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Faceoff now out to neutral ice after the offside. Berger against John Witala, committed to Ohio State. Witala, Berger committed to Penn State. On the faceoff here, neutral ice. 5:07 remaining in the second. Officials making it hard here. Will not drop the puck. Actually, they were having a discussion with the coaching staff of P.K. O'Hanley and Jim Holton here. Now they're ready to drop the puck. Faceoff is won by Waterloo, and they have possession. Cooper put it in the Storm end. Lukowski had a chance at it, but couldn't control. Went behind the net. Now to the far side. Poganski trying to dig it out, and he does. Poganski forward for Hutchison. Hutchison got it in deep. On the near side, Poganski down low. And now it's picked up by Berger behind the net. Berger looks out in front for a shot. A save by Israelson. Good shot from Glukowski, and Israelson made the save with a blocker. On the near side, Schultz had it. Now it's wrapped down low into the Storm end, and Glukowski plays it up the far side. Polganski chips in deep, goes off on a change. Israelson out of his net, played by Waterloo. On the near side, deflected by Berger back to the Storm end, where Cutler-Martin gets a piece. And now it's on the near side for Cutler-Martin. Wraps it to the far side for Dello. Dello banks it off the far side glass. Eastman's got it in neutral ice. Brings it in. Nice pass for Abel to the shot. And a save, Israelson. Rebound, Mayer was lurking there, but it went away from him. McClellan's in. Tyson McClellan with a chance on the near side. Puts it down low. Takes a hit there from Dello. And now on the far side, Montour at the top of the zone. Swings it back in deep. Dello around the near side. Shoves his man to the wall. Picks up the puck. And up to the top of the zone, a shot well high there by the defenseman Brandon Montour, University of Massachusetts commit. We get a stoppage. 3:39 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Waterloo. Would do the Storm a world of good to get a goal here. At least get one and get on the board, increase the confidence level. Going into the intermission, trailing 2-0 right now, if they could get one on Israelson and the Blackhawks, man, that would make things a lot closer heading into the third period. Faceoffs won by Waterloo. They bank it into the Storm end. Kerr in the near side corner. Got it to Cecere. Now Gomez turns it over on the near side to Sanford. Sanford down low to Sheehy. Sheehy banks one off the net. Got it to Lappin on the far side. Lappin twisting and turning with Kerr all over him. Takes a hit and falls down. Lappin gets it back. Lappin on the far side with a shot that's deflected by Johansson into the netting and out of play. 2-0 the score, 3:11 remaining. Here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney, Tri-City is down 2-0 here, being outshot 29-13 by Waterloo, trying to get something going offensively. Storm had a good period in the first, but in the second it has not carried over. Faced off one by Tri-City, but taken by Waterloo. They throw it in the front. Another shot went wide. Johansson got a piece of both of them. Now a loose puck in front of the cage. Taken forward by Horn. Couldn't get it under control. It's taken back by Waterloo. Dumped to the far side. Waterloo right now showing the dominance here. Storm not getting many opportunities offensively. Winnecke cycling with Russell behind the net. Takes a poke from Glukowski behind the net for Krieger. Played by Winnecke in the near side. Winnecke circles one of the centers, blocked there by Glukowski. Now Lebowski with a rush. Lebowski on the near side. Got it to the center, Allworth. Bouncing puck. Couldn't put it on net. Went behind the net. Horn came in to help out. Storm were changing their defense. Nobody there to keep it in at the blue line. Cecere picks it up and neutralized. Now Cutler-Martin on the near side. Got it forward to Allworth, who chipped it in deep. No, he did not. He missed it. They call icing. 2:20 remaining in the period. Second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 2-0, Blackhawks in the lead. Out shooting the Storm 29-13. Face off now to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Christian Horn against Witala. Storm win the faceoff, and now it's Allworth out to neutral ice. Trying to find Lebowski. It was blocked there by the defenseman Montour. Storm make a change here. Hutchison comes on. Montour behind the Waterloo net with 2 minutes remaining in the period. 2-0 Waterloo. On the near side, Blackhawks come forward. Here's Witala on the near side. Martin's on him, shoves him into the near side wall. Nice hit by Martin. Montour with a shot was blocked by Berger. Rebound loose. Johansson got a piece. Another chance in front was blocked. Montour with a shot, and he scores. Three nothing Waterloo. 1:45 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. All three goals have been scored here in the second. Waterloo continues to pester and put shots on Johansson in that time. It's another defenseman, Brandon Montour, who puts the goal home. For Montour this season, he now has 5 goals in his 21st game. And it's 3-0 Waterloo, and what a change between the first and second periods. Storm had a lot of chances and opportunities in the first, could not break through and take control of the game, left it scoreless, and now in the second period, Waterloo has scored three goals, and they have a 3-0 lead. Storm had possession there. Nolan Abel got it in deep on the near side. Lappin moves it forward. And all the way down, it'll be an icing that is waved off. Sheehy wins the race against Lukowski. Lukowski on the far side, kept in by Waterloo. Blackhawks with it to the center. Shot glove by Johansson. Shot came there from Alec McCray, El Cajon, California native. McCray committed to Harvard. As we just saw a replay of the Waterloo goal, it's 3-0 Blackhawks. Third goal scored by Brandon Montour. And it's 3-0 with 1:12 remaining in the second. Faceoff won by Waterloo in the Storm end. Franked around now, down low for Winnecke. Martin ties him up. Russell comes in to take the puck for Waterloo. Up the wall. Batted out by Gomez. Final minute here in the second. Krieger on the far side takes a shot, and Johansson makes the save. Johansson with the glove save, and he hangs on. 53 seconds remaining in the second period, a second period that has been dominated by Waterloo. Outshooting the Storm 17-7 with three goals from Sanford, Friedman, and Montour. They now are outshooting the Storm 31-14. And have the 3-0 lead in this game. Face off one again by Waterloo. A shot to the net. Just went wide. Friedman keeps it in with another shot and a save by Johansson. And Glukowski wrestling in front of the net there with Drew Melanson, the former Omaha Lancer. Melanson, a Paramus, New Jersey native, committed to RPI. Glukowski, Wixom, Michigan native, committed to St. Lawrence. Two of them had to be separated. No penalties called in the play. 47 seconds remaining in the second period. Blackhawks at home here at Young Arena with a 3-0 lead on the Breeze 94.5. Berger, it will take the faceoff for Tri-City against Wetala. Berger gets tossed out of the circle, and now it's Hutchison who will take the draw. Scrum four on the faceoff. And it's won by Berger in the Storm. Berger on the near side, chips it up and out. Friedman has it with 39 seconds left in the period. Cooper on the far side, all the way down to the Storm and icing whistle. 33 seconds remain here in the second period. 3-0 the score. Waterloo in front of their home fans with the lead. Faceoff is to the left of Israelson. Wetala and Lesperance on the draw. And it's one forward by Waterloo and Drew Melanson. Here come the Blackhawks to the 3-on-2. Melanson back to back to Melanson. A penalty upcoming on the Storm as it's cleared out by Wilkie and touched up. Nice rush by the Blackhawks. They had a 3-on-2. And it's Nolan Glukowski who takes the penalty, and he'll head to the box. 23 seconds remain in the period. It's 3-0, 2 minutes on the board for Glukowski. It'll carry over to the third period. Not the way you want to end the period for the Storm here. As they win the faceoff forward, Lebowski had a chance to race out of the zone. Here's Berger. Berger trying to get around Russell, and he could. Glukowski penalty being announced here in the arena. 2 minutes for holding as Winnecke with a cross-ice pass here. Final 5 seconds. Johansson makes the save on Shaw, and that's how the period comes to an end. It's 3-0 Waterloo. The Blackhawks come out in the second and take control of this game. They're ahead 3-0 at the end of two periods. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
40 minutes in the books here at Young Arena in Waterloo. The score, 3-0 Blackhawks on top of the Tri-City Storm. And what a difference between the first and second period. First period, no scoring, no penalties. Storm seemed like on the road. They had a good possession, and they really had a good chance here in this road game. In the second, though, all Waterloo out shooting the Storm 19-7 in the middle period for a total of 32-14. Storm with seven shots in both the first and the second, but a stark difference from what they looked like from the first to the second. Waterloo, three goals in that middle period. It all happened, started at 8:47 with an unbelievable deflection by Zach Sanford. Hayden Shaw took a shot that was kind of fluttering towards the net, and Sanford came from the corner and just stuck out his stick very close to the crossbar, but under the crossbar, and it makes it 1-0. And that's about what it took to beat Johansson. But once the one goal went by Johansson, you see this with goaltenders all the time. They're not the same. And just over a minute later, Friedman takes a shot from just inside the blue line. And I can bet you Johansson will save that shot 9 times out of 10. But he had just let one up, a little bit off of his game. Maybe didn't see it well. Who knows how it came off the stick. But Mark Friedman beat Johansson with a shot at 9:55. Assist for the first on the first goal, the Sanford goal to Hayden Shaw and Tyler Sheehy. Second goal, assist go to Lawton Cortnell and Tyson McClellan at 9:55. Friedman, that shot was just a little bit of a dagger. He's still got 20 minutes left in this game, and 3-0. We've seen teams come back from worse deficits, but the Storm has struggled coming back from deficits this season. And it's just going to be tough here in the third period. And the third goal scored by Brandon Montour from Austin Deeth and John Witala at 8:15. Again, a shot from Montour on a broken play late in the period at 18:15. Johansson was at a little bit out of position. It was a long possession for Waterloo. In that second period, most of the action occurring down in the Storm end of things. And it wore the Storm defense out. It wore Johansson out, and Waterloo got the best of it. Waterloo did get three power play chances in that period, but the Stormers killed off the first two and a half. Still a minute 37 remaining on a Nolan Glukowski holding penalty. The Storm did kill off penalties to Thomas Aldworth for high sticking and Nick Hutcherson for roughing. Storm had one power play opportunity in the second period when Dane Cooper went to the box for cross-checking at 5:32. Two fighting majors handed out to Kyle Easton and Derek Pratt, who dropped the gloves at 4:52. And right now, Waterloo in control of this game, really have done what they've wanted to do in front of their goaltender, Matthias Israelson. Storm overall just struggling to get offensive opportunities in general here. And you've got this, you've got 20 minutes here tonight, you've got 60 tomorrow in Des Moines, and then you've got 60 more in Cedar Rapids, and Tri-City's got to figure things out offensively here. They have been shut down once again here through the first 40 minutes. Storm against Omaha last week lost 4-3 and 2-1. And now here down 3-0 to the Blackhawks. And this is the first game of December. Storm looking to turn a new page in a new month, but things have looked tough here. From an offensive standpoint, Tri-City struggling to get a lot of opportunities here against this Waterloo team. Again, it's 3-0 Blackhawks. We're going to take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as your Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here at Young Arena in Waterloo, Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Waterloo Blackhawks. Three goals scored in the second period by Waterloo. The goal scorers Sanford, Friedman, and Montour, and the Blackhawks have the 3-0 lead as we head to the third period here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair, located on the web at centralhydraulic.com. We take a look here at the out-of-town scoreboard in the USHL, the only other game going on between Green Bay and the Indiana Ice, and that is an unofficial final. Green Bay defeats Indiana 4-3. Gamblers had a 1-0 deficit in this game. And this game actually went to overtime at Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. Green Bay had the 1-0 deficit after a Jacob Pritchard goal for Indiana. The Gamblers took the lead in the second period after goals from Brent Gates Jr. and Ryan Luff. And then in the third period, Indiana tied it with a goal from Patrick Newell. And Newell used to be a Waterloo Blackhawk. So Newell ties it for Indiana 2-2. And then Luff scores his second of the game to put Green Bay ahead. And then Alex Helcott ties it again 3-3 to send it to overtime with under 2 minutes left in the game. But in overtime, late in overtime, with 18 seconds left in the extra frame, Matthew White scores a power play goal, his second point of the game. Jordan Gross and Jake Linhart with the assist, and Green Bay picks up 2 points. Indiana at home gets the one in the overtime loss. And Indiana was shorthanded in that situation. Jason Salvaggio went to the box, but it was a bench minor for too many men in overtime for Indiana, and that is what cost them here as Green Bay scores a power play goal from Matthew Weiss in overtime to defeat Indiana. Final score 4-3. That's the only game going on in the USHL. Let's give you a preview of what's going on tomorrow. The Storm are in Des Moines to take on the Buccaneers, and we'll see the other games going on around the USHL. Storm are 1-1 against the Bucks this season. They won their game at Des Moines, but lost at the Viero Event Center. Chicago will be in Youngstown for a 7:05 start. Indiana in Muskegon. Fargo will be in Omaha. Green Bay will play again against Cedar Rapids. That game at the Stable. Sioux City will face Lincoln at the Icebox tomorrow night at 7:05. And Team USA will take on Dubuque. It's a 7:35 start. The Fighting Saints hosting that game against the Team USA Ann Arbor squad. Tri-City will be in Des Moines for a 7:05 start. Tomorrow night, we'll have all the action for you with pregame starting at 6:45 right here on the Breeze, 94.5, and we're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report right now, heading to the Big O Tires. Third period of play, Tri-City trailing 3-0 to the Waterloo Blackhawks. Let's get you our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And here tonight's question, Eric asks here about the newest player of the Tri-City Storm. The newest player for the Storm is Nolan Abel. Abel suiting up in his first game tonight. And Eric wants to know, how did the Storm get Nolan Abel, and where did he come from? Well, Eric, Nolan Abel actually is a Brookville, New York native out on Long Island, but he was playing for the New Jersey Rockets. And the New Jersey Rockets of the EHL, the Eastern Hockey League, a junior division, junior league that's under the USHL and not affiliated the two leagues, but the EHL is a Tier 3 league out on the East Coast. And Abel, playing for the New Jersey Rockets, played for the Rockets last season, had a very solid season. The Storm drafted him. So he was a draft pick of the Storm this past summer. Back in May, the Storm drafted him with the third round of the Futures draft. And if you recall, the Storm drafted Torrey Dello in the first round of that draft. In the second round, they drafted Matthew Freitag. Freitag is playing in Minnesota for his high school in Minnesota. And in the third round, they picked Nolan Abel. Abel had a great camp in Las Vegas. He looked very good for the Storm. And he just missed out on missing the team. Storm felt like, as a 16-year-old, he was a bit young. And they felt like Abel could develop a little bit more with the New Jersey Rockets. So they sent him back to New Jersey. Abel did come to Kearney to play a couple preseason games with the Storm. The final week of the preseason, Tri-City was involved in a line brawl with Des Moines. Bunch of suspensions handed out to some Storm players. They needed some fill-ins, and they got Nolan Abel to come out for a couple preseason games there. Abel played well in the preseason, went back to New Jersey, continued to play well, and the Storm, with their place in seventh and the fact that they haven't generated a lot of offense, they felt, you know what? Abel, being at 5'10", 160 pounds, he's a speedy forward. He's got a lot of upside. He's committed to Yale University, and they felt like it's time to bring him in right now and see what he's got. So Abel will be here for the rest of the season. That's the plan, and he's going to attend Kearney High. And he's here on the ice for the Tri-City Storm tonight, centering the fourth line between Kyle Eastman and Drew Mayer, playing in his first USHL game. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to Waterloo here in the Central Hydraulic intermission. We are about ready to head to this third and final period presented by Big O Tires. It's a long ways away for the Storm to try to come back in this one, down 3 goals. But they got to get something started here offensively early on in the third, trying to get back in this game. Tri-City and Waterloo will return to the ice for the third period next on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in Waterloo at Young Arena, Jared Schaffrin with you for the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Teams are switching sides as we speak, getting ready for this third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Waterloo. The three goals by the Blackhawks all in the second period. Zach Sanford, Mark Friedman, and Brandon Montour, each with goals for Waterloo. And that is where we stand here. 3-0. Blackhawks in the lead on the Tri-City Storm. Pucks ready to drop here for the third period. And Waterloo has possession of the opening faceoff in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. In their own zone, Krieger to the far side. Gets one here to Russell. Russell with Martin shoving him down in the far side corner. And now it's picked up by Waterloo. Up top, Montour, who scored a goal in this game, to the far side. Russell down low. Try to swing one in front. Cutler Martin wraps one around the wall and all the way down the ice. Storm on the penalty kill, so no whistle for icing there. As there's a minute 5 seconds left on the Nolan Glukowski penalty, Krieger brings it back in for Waterloo. Takes a shot that misses wide. Rebound on the far side. Montour keeps it in. Nice job by the defenseman there. Loose puck taken away by Drew Mayer and kept in again, but now it squirts out to the zone, and it's moved and neutralized by the Blackhawks. Winecki in onside. Stops on the top of the left circle, banks it off the back wall to the far side. Mayer gets tied up, and it's down low again. Dello got swept to the far side. Russell gets control up top for Montour. Now Freeman on the near side. Freeman, cross-ice pass for Krieger, and a shot that was gloved by Johansson. Nice job by Johansson there, makes the glove save. 28 seconds remaining in the Glukowski penalty, which was for holding back in the end of the second period. 18:51 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Waterloo. Faced off Lesperon for the Storm. Couldn't win it. Waterloo with control. Down low, Sanford trying to play it to Melanson, who took a spill. Loses the puck, and now it's Cutler-Martin who finds Lesperon in neutral ice. Martin and Lesperon cannot connect it. Went off Lesperon's stick, and now it's turned over to Waterloo. Here's Sanford in the zone to the center. Takes a shot that was blocked. Rebound. Freeman in the center, and he had an opportunity for Sheehy. Put it wide. Rolled off his stick there. Final seconds of the power play. Cooper to Freeman. Glukowski out of the box. GNC penalty kill over. Puck out of play. And we get a stoppage here. 18-18 remaining in the third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Waterloo. Blackhawks fans shaking those cowbells. You've heard it all night here on the Breeze. Getting loud. 3-0 the score. Blackhawks in control. Face off won by Tri-City. Try to carry it out. Christian Horn, nice pass to Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line. In onside. Aldworth to the net. Couldn't get a shot off. Montour blocked that one. Now Cecere batted one in deep. Taken by Montour again around the far side. Cecere keeps it in. Cecere to the net with a chance for Aldworth that was deflected, and now Schultz gets caught out of position, and here come the Blackhawks. Courtnell with a 3-on-1 takes a shot. Johansson with a save. Nice save by Johansson. Lawton Courtnell, the Westlake Village, California native, played for Omaha U16 last season. Took that shot. Johansson with the glove save. Keeps it 3-0 right now. Berger against Witala on the faceoff to the right of Johansson, won by Waterloo. McCray to the top, and a shot from Shaw was blocked by Hutchison. Nice job by Hutchison. Now it's up the wall, and it's batted out by the Storm. Berger couldn't get it forward. Taken away by Glukowski. Got it on the stick of Poganski. Poganski tried to get to the center, but he lost the puck. And now it's moved by Eastman, but it's taken back by Waterloo. McCray to Shaw to the top of the zone. Couldn't get it in. Veith tried to get it in. Eastman blocked it, took control. Eastman to Glukowski in the corner. Glukowski behind Johansson in the net. And now it's Mayer. Got it forward for Eastman. Mayer brought it in onside. Mayer goes against a couple Waterloo players. Can't get a shot off. Obstructed one of the Waterloo players. And now the puck's free for Eastman. Eastman on the goal line. Tried a centering pass, was blocked. Eastman gets tripped up a second, but now up top Dello. Dello swings it over to Martin. Martin with a shot that's deflected out of play. 16:53 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 3-0. Face off now to the right of Israelson. 3-0 Waterloo here on the Breeze 94.5. In the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Wilkie with a quick shot. Save made by Israelson with the blocker. Now on the far side is moved up and kept in. Nice job by Martin. Keep it in the zone. Put it behind the Waterloo net. Friedman harassed by Gomez on the near side. Winecki able to clear it out of the zone. Right back to Martin in neutral end. Martin with a lot of pressure there from Krieger. Able to stay on his feet, but he lost the puck. Chance for Winecki with a shot that was blocked by Dello. And the rebound's out of the zone. Dello played it up top, and it went off Cooper's skate and out. And now it neutral ice. Krieger will bring it forward for Waterloo. He chips in deep. Krieger goes to get it. Cecere coming back to play him. He swings it to the far side. Freeman with a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound down low. Lesperance shanks off his man and now moves forward. Lesperance gets taken down. It's a penalty upcoming. Delayed call on Russell. Lesperance chips one into the Waterloo end. Don't know if he knew it was a delayed penalty. And it'll be a Century 21 power play here for the Storm with 16 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Well, the last time the Storm had a power play, it was at 5:32 of the second period, and it was a scoreless game. This is their second power play of the game, and now they're trailing 3-0. Things off is won by Tri-City, kept in by Cecile with a skate. Got it down low to Lebowski. Let it go for Allworth behind the net. With some time, Allworth got it to Lebowski in the far side corner. Up top, Kevin Kerr at the center. Left it for Cecile on the far side. Finds Lebowski at the top of the right circle. Up to Kevin Kerr. Kerr stops. Cecile with it. Cecile back to Kerr on the near side. Kerr back to Cecile at the center. Cecile with a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound Allworth. Left it behind the net. Allworth has it. Up top for Kevin Kerr on the right circle. Kerr back to the center for Cecile. Leaves it to Lebowski on the left side. Lebowski lost track of the puck. Got it to Cecile, though. Cecile over Kevin Kerr. Stops it with a skate. Back to Cecile with a shot. Save made by Isterson. Rebound taken by Waterloo. Up to the near side. Kevin Kerr keeps it in. Storm of the Century 21 power play here, but now Waterloo gets it out to neutral ice. Storm again with possession, but they're not looking towards the net there. Kind of slow here in the power plays. Lebowski at the top of the zone gets harassed there by two Waterloo players. Puck pops out and is cleared by Witala. Back to Johansson, who sticks it down for Cecile. 50 seconds remaining on the Century 21 power play, under 15 minutes to go. Here in Waterloo, 3-0 Blackhawk lead. Glukowski chips it in to the Waterloo end. Cecile goes for a change. Wilkie able to take Cooper out of the play. Lesperance and Wilkie work down low. Wilkie trying to free it up, and it's cleared all the way down by Waterloo. 30 seconds remaining in the power play. Johansson leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski moves it forward now. Out of his own end to Lesperance. Lesperance into the zone. Lesperance to the center. Got taken off the stick, and all the way down it goes. He had Poganski on the far side. Now it's Cutler Martin for the final 5 seconds here of the Century 21 power play. Johansson banging his stick as Martin leaves it for Wilkie on the far side, offside his whistle. Poganski got to hold his ground there, but he got ahead of the play, and Poganski was in ahead. We get a stoppage here as we're back to even strength, 3-0 the score in the third period. Waterloo in the lead. Big O Tires has some great tire and wheel package deals for those of you looking to dress up your truck or SUV with 20, 22, or 24-inch tires and wheels. They have some sharp-looking wheels and smooth-riding tires to add a little bling to your ride, all at a very attractive price. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 3-0 Waterloo here at Young Arena. The Blackhawks in control of the game after scoring 3 goals in the middle period. Zach Sanford, Mark Friedman, and Brandon Montour, the 3 goal scorers for the Blackhawks. In control of this game, Tri-City just looking for some offense, trying to get on the board. They'll work at the comeback after, but got to just get on the board first. Nolan Abel will take the faceoff here against Tyson McClellan of Waterloo, and it's won by the Storm. Martin with a shot on net from neutral zone. Save made by Israelson, and he hangs on to it. He's a little bit handcuffed by that shot by Cutler Martin. And we get the stoppage of play here to the right of Israelson's net. Nolan Abel against Tyson McClellan once again on the faceoff. Tri-City knocked out of the circle. It's Drew Mayer who will come in to take it. Puck is dropped, and it's won by Waterloo. Pratt clears it around the near side. Courtnell trying to get it out. Kept in by Dello. Nice work by Torrey Dello. Abel trying to move it on the wall. Shoved by Pratt. Hit by Eastman on the far side. And it's out of the zone. Abel speeds back to get it to Dello. Dello in his own end. Got it to Eastman. Eastman, nice lead pass for Abel. Rolled into the zone, and Abel couldn't handle it. And now another shot from neutral ice by Cutler Martin was gloved by Israelson. Eastman came flying through the crease there, kept it in. A shot from Christian Horn right off the bench went wide. Rebound comes all the way down to the Storm end, and Jalen Schultz picks it up. Schultz took a weird route to the puck there and lost it. Down low, it's Courtnell for Waterloo. Schultz, guy who's not used to this big ice surface, and you can tell there. Storm get it back, though, as Schultz got it back to Horn, now behind the net to Sear. To Sear with it in the near side corner, under 13 minutes to go in the game. Tri-City down 3-0. Move to neutral ice. Scramble for it as it's brought in by Waterloo again. Winnecke try to get to the center for Russell. Went all the way to the far side. Kept in by McRae, who's in deep. Chance in the center was deflection. Went wide of the net. And now taken by Tri-City. Aldworth got it down low to Schultz. Schultz has room to skate. Moves it on the far side. Lebowski able to send it in deep. Banks to the back of the Waterloo net. Winnecke's got it. Cross-ice pass. Too far in front of the intended target, Krieger turned over to Kerr, and now it's Lukowski back to Kerr. Kerr right through neutral ice for Berger, pass was behind him, and now Berger gets it back. Chase Berger on the near side, got it forward for Lebowski. Lebowski able to get it in deep, go to a change, and now McRae takes a shove from Poganski on the backboard. In the Waterloo end, Kevin Kerr, nice job keeping it in with the glove. Kerr looks from the far side with a shot that went off the outside of the net and deflected out of play. 11:54 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo. Score here is 3-0. In the third period, Storm have the better of the shot total. Outshooting Waterloo in this third period, 3-1 right now. Faceoff is just outside the Waterloo end. Won by the Blackhawks. Friedman got it up the far side wall. And it's scrum for a neutralized Berger, able to get to it for the Storm. And Glukowski will bring it forward. Got it chipped to Hutchison. Puck's bouncing in the air. It's out of the zone now. Poganski put it in deep and goes for a change. Friedman goes to get it for Waterloo. On the far side, Blackhawks move up. Moved it onside. Sanford with a shot. Missed the net wide. Out of play it goes. Zach Sanford, so dangerous there. He is going to be something for Boston College when he heads there. He's also a draft pick of the Washington Capitals. Sanford already with a goal here tonight for Waterloo. Had the first goal of the game at 8:57 on a great deflection in front of Israelson. 11:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Storm down 3-0. Tri-City wins the faceoff in their own end. Gomez had it on the far side corner. And puck was taken away, but now taken back by Gomez. Here's Wilkie. Wilkie with it in neutral ice with a rush. Back to Gomez in onside. Gomez to the backhand. Got it up top for Lesperance with a shot that whistled wide. May have gotten deflected right off the initial shot. And now Dello kept it in for Wilkie. Lost it to Pratt. Banks it off the glass to the center. Lesperance tried to calm it down, but he couldn't. And it rolled out of the zone. Cutler-Martin able to fire it back in off the far side corner to Pratt. He wraps it around the near side for Laffin. Lappin got it to neutral ice, and here comes Sheehy. Sheehy's in onside. Got a chance for Sanford, and it was deflected by Wilkie. And then Wilkie barreled into the net and knocked the net of Jacob Johansson off of its moorings. Stopping play with 10:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Here in Waterloo at Young Arena, the Blackhawks with a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. About halfway through this third period, not many great chances for either side. And no goals in the third period. All goals have been scored in the second as the faceoff is won by Waterloo. McRae keeps it in on the left point. Takes a hit there from Mayer. Now goes back behind the Tri-City net. Moved by a couple players to the far side wall. And Eastman able to calm it down. Make it up to the top and out of the zone. Waterloo has to tag up. Eastman able to take it out of the zone again. Leave it there for Schultz, who sweeps to the Sasir on the near side. Sasir got it forward for Abel. Now Eastman comes into the zone. Left it for Mayer. Mayer now back to Eastman to the center. Israelson had to close things up down there. Makes the stop. Now up top, Schultz with a shot. Deflection by Abel and a save made by Israelson. Abel had a good look there on a deflection. Israelson all over it. Makes the stop. Hangs on the stop play with 10:09 remaining. Here in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Waterloo. Faceoff to the right of Israelson in the Waterloo end is won by the Blackhawks, and Friedman on the near side gets it off the boards and out of the zone. Christian Horn got it to Lebowski. Nice pass to Aldworth, who chips it back in deep. Friedman goes and gets it in the near side corner. Aldworth on the forecheck. Couldn't get there in time, and Friedman's up the ice already. Here's McClellan. McClellan in on the far side. to the center. Johansson stops it. Rebound in front is loose. And it's up top and out of the zone. Deflected out by Christian Horn. Waterloo banks it back in deep. They got a tag up and they go for a change. 9:35 remaining in the Big O Tires. Territory. Storm with a long cross-ice pass for Christian Horn. Couldn't handle it. Loose puck. Here comes the other way. Here's Waterloo with Krieger and a shot. Saved. Johansson hit him in the mat. Johansson makes the save. Now it's a turnover to Allworth and we get a stoppage as Johansson's mask may have broken and the officials saw it and blew the whistle. Unfortunately for Tri-City, may have negated an opportunity. Johansson needed to adjust his mask and he looks okay and he's going to stay in the game with the same mask. So it's okay. And the faceoff's going to be in the Storm end to the left of their netminder, Johansson. 9:24 remaining in the Big O Tires third period, 3-0 Waterloo. Faceoff won by the Storm. Lesperance on the far side, got it to Gomez, who got stopped and neutralized. Taken back by the Blackhawks. Russell on the near side, taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie got it forward to Lesperance. Here's a 2-on-2. Gomez is there to the center. He sweeps one to the net. It was blocked in front. Lesperance with a shot that was blocked. Another chance here for Wilkie with the puck. Sticks loose. Wilkie fires one wide of the net. Rebound on the near side is Lesperance. To the center was blocked by Pratt, and Waterloo cleared out of the zone, had it bank off Cutler Martin's skate, back to Torrey Dello in the Storm end. Dello banks it off the backboards to Martin. Martin on the far side, got it to Gomez. Gomez to the center, Lesperance. 2-on-2 again for Tri-City. Lesperance with a shot that was blocked by McCray. Wilkie on the far side. Couldn't do much with it. Nice keep in by Gomez there on a stick check, but now Waterloo able to find Sanford and get it out of the zone. Here comes on the near side Sheehy to the center and a chance there on the back door. Never got an opportunity. It was a good chance for Lappin, who was on the back door, but he couldn't get the shot off. Now a shot on Johansson, and the goaltender makes the glove save and stops play with 8:13 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Score is 3-0 Waterloo on top of the Tri-City Storm. Are you looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Look no further than the Big O Tires, Big O Big Foot tire line. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price. Head to Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. Tri-City Storm trailing Waterloo 3-0 here in the third period of what has been, for the most part, a pretty good game on both sides. Storm have struggled offensively to get many shots on the goaltender, Israelson. And it's shown here they're being outshot 34-18, but struggling to get shots on Israelson and struggling to get offense to the Tri-City Storm. Waterloo's three goals all came in the second period. Sanford at 8:47, Friedman just over a minute later at 9:55, and Brandon Montour, the defenseman, at 18:15. Those are the three scores in this game. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Tri-City, and Hutchison leaves it for Berger. On neutral ice, it's Poganski. Poganski's in onside, and he cannot control the puck as it's in the near side corner. Now Poganski took a hit. Berger tried a shot off a pass from Hutchison that was blocked, and now McClellan comes away with it. McClellan past the red line, in on the near side. Takes a hit from Schultz, keeps the puck, throws it in front, was blocked. McClellan still with it now on the far side. McClellan tries to swing it down low for Salerno. Schultz able to stop that one, came out for Johansson and swept wide of the net. Chance for Waterloo there. Now here comes the Storm. It's Berger on the near side, got it forward. Hutchison got it into the Waterloo end, lost his stick and heads to the bench. And now it's chipped in deep to the Storm end by Salerno the other way. Kevin Kerr on the far side for Cecere. Plays it in the far side corner. Puck's loose. Nolan Abel's got it. Abel's in his first USHL game. Nice pass there to Mayer. Mayer looks back to Abel. Abel on the far side. Abel goes to the goal line. Gets it poked off a stick. Gets it back. Trying to cycle with Mayer. Mayer brought it up top for Glukowski, but it's out of the zone. Glukowski goes to retreat with 7 minutes remaining in this game. Tri-City down 3-0. Eastman got it forward, past the red line. Montour had it, chipped it back in the Storm end. Kevin Kerr will go back to get it behind his own net. On the near side, Mayer. Mayer to the center for Abel. Abel got it back from Mayer. Mayer into the zone. And on the near side, got it to Eastman. Back to Mayer. Loose puck in the slot, taken by Waterloo. And here comes Montour leading the rush. Montour to the far side. It's Lappin. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds loose. Gets swept wide of the net by Waterloo, but right to Montour at the right point. Takes another shot. Was blocked in front. Up top, Pratt gets to it. On the rebound. Down low to Sheehy. To the center. Montour creeping in. He hits the right post. Pratt with another shot. Johansson makes a save. Another loose puck is taken by Tri-City, and here's Eastman with it. Eastman to the far side. Lesperance. Lesperance tries to chip it in deep, and he does. We'll go back to get it against Pratt. Try to take the body on Pratt, but he moved it to Montour on the far side. And now here's Waterloo on the near side. Overskated it with Sheehy, and he put it back into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz picks it up for Tri-City. 6 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0. Dello on the near side for Wilkie. Try to pass it to Gomez. Intercepted by McCray. And now Winnecke comes in onside. Takes a shot that's saved by Johansson. On the rebound on the far side. Waterloo with it. It's Krieger. Krieger in the far side corner. Kicks it forward to Winnecke. Schultz is on him. Coming in to help there is Horn for the Storm. Krieger with a shot. Gloved by Johansson, and he hangs on. 5:31 remaining now in the Big O Tires third period. Storm in danger of getting shut out in this game. They're trailing 3-0 to Waterloo, being outshot 38-18. Faceoff to the left of Johansson now. In the Storm end, Krieger will take the faceoff for Waterloo against Chase Berger. Faceoff scrum for one by Waterloo. Shot to the net was blocked. Berger got it. Berger has the puck now in the near side corner. Moving forward out of his zone. And it's going to be a delayed penalty. No, it's not. The Storm just pulled their netminder. Oh, no, that is a delayed penalty. Thought the Storm pulled Johansson for a second. Delayed penalty for a cross check on Waterloo. And they touch up, stop play. Could see we got a two official system here tonight. And the second official in the near side corner of the Storm end. So Tri-City will go on the Century 21 power play here. 5:15 remaining in the game. Century 21 power play for the Storms. They want to get back into it. Need one here. With 5:15 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Cecere leaves it for Kerr. Back to Cecere. Up top, Christian Horn. Rips one. Save made by Israelson. Rebound on the near side. Cecere can't keep it in. 2 minutes for cross-checking to Waterloo's Russell. As Horn comes into the zone. Got it up top. Lesperance trying to calm it down. Lesperance still with it. Lesperance tied up at the top of the zone. Horn came over to try to get to it. And now it's cleared by Waterloo. Minute 25 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Tri-City trailing 3-0 with a man advantage here. 4:35 to go in the game. Cecere got to the red line and flipped that one in deep. And now it's Horn on the near side corner. Up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr holding at the center with a shot. Deflection. Rebound. Loose. Save made by Israelson with the left pad. Poganski was the man in front there. Now Kevin Kerr to the far side, Cecere. To the center, Lesperance deflected it in front. Loose puck, Lesperance puts it in. Joel Lesperance gets the Storm on the board. It's a power play goal with 4:10 remaining in the game. Lesperance's ninth of the season. A rebound in front and definitely a dirty goal there on the power play. Cecere got the puck to the center. Lesperance, a man in front there, trying to pump the bench up. As he gets the Storm on the board, it's a power play goal with 4:10 remaining in the game. And it's 3-1 Waterloo. Now here's the key for the Storm. You get the first goal of the night. You're down by two. There's still 4:10 remaining. How good is the next shift going to be? The next shift's going to determine a lot here for the Storm. Need to come right back and pressure Waterloo. Faced off one by the Blackhawks. And Cooper smartly just gets to the red line and flips it into the Storm end. Martin can't get there in time to play it against Beast. Now on the near side, Sanford fell down but kept possession of the puck. Gets hammered by Glukowski, still with the puck. Sanford finally couldn't handle it there, and Mayer tried to get up the wall, kept in by Sheehy. Sheehy takes the shot, and it's save made by Johansson. And now Nolan Abel. Abel on the far side. Abel with a shot. Israelson makes the save and hangs on. So the goal comes at 15:50 of the third period. It's Lesperance on the power play from Kevin Kerr as the initial scoring. 15:50 is the time of the goal. First goal of the night for the Storm, and now we are in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. 3:35 remaining in this game. Tri-City trailing 3-1, trying for a late comeback. Face off won by Tri-City. Lebowski took a shot that was blocked. Kerr kept it in the far side. Lebowski finds a loose puck behind the net. Bound! Trying to find Aldworth in front, and it was taken away. Now here's McClellan. McClellan stopped as he entered the zone by Sestier. Puck went into the far side corner. And Wilkie's able to take possession behind the net. Wilkie with a lot of speed here in front. Wilkie trying to find, it's Lebowski all the way down. Icing waved off. Lebowski trying to throw it in the front to Wilkie. He was blocked. Loose puck now. Lebowski to Aldworth. Takes a shot. And he missed the net. Aldworth took a shot there from point blank and missed the net against Israelson. Now the puck's in neutral ice. And Waterloo has possession. It's Veith on the far side. Veith around the far side to the center behind the net. Veith still with it now. Behind the net, Witala. Waterloo to the center. Witala threw one across the crease. Veith has it on the near side. 2:35 remaining in the game. Tri-City trailing by two goals. 3-1 Waterloo leads. Another shot to the net by Witala. Deflected out of play by Johansson. 2:28 remaining in this game. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to Waterloo. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paint with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 2:28 left in the game here. Tri-City trying desperately to get back into this one. They've scored a power play goal from Joel Esperance. Faceoff is won by Waterloo. They have possession as we resume play here in the near side. Russell with a shot that's deflected in front, and it would have been a chance for the Storm to rush up ice, but Christian Horn had to recover it. It was chipped away. And now the Storm able to move out to neutral ice. Lesperance left it for Horn. Horn to the center, got taken off the puck, and now it's Waterloo with it. Winnecke on the far side. Friedman flips one to the center. Lesperance gloves it down. Lesperance back in onside. On the far side, moves by Friedman. Goes behind the net. Lesperance still with the puck. Couple Waterloo players on him, drawing players here. Lesperance into the corner, and it's taken away by Waterloo. Now here comes Russell on the far side. Kerr takes him down, penalty upcoming. And Horn touches up. Kevin Kerr takes the penalty, and Glukowski arguing it. Took down Russell, though, and the officials were all over it. Holding the call, and that should probably, that might do it for this game here as the Storm trail by two, and they're going to be shorthanded for the rest of regulation. Get a replay of it on the board, and I think holding's probably the appropriate call there. Kerr fighting for a puck, but he definitely took his man down and he held him up. So the Storm trying to figure out here what they want to do. Shorthanded on the GNC penalty kill. 3-1 the score. Trailing by two to Waterloo. Face off to the left of Johansson is won by Waterloo. Melanson in the far side corner. Waterloo with a 3-1 lead and a power play for the rest of regulation. Chance in front taken away by Lebowski. Here's Lebowski and Berger. They almost ran into each other. Berger able to take it up the ice. Lebowski stays onside. Berger got it in deep. Johansson to the bench. Storm with an extra attacker to make it 5-on-5 right now. Wilkie to the center. Flipped one to the net. Loose puck. Lebowski trying to find it. It's a mad scramble in front. Israelson was out of the crease. Storm couldn't get a shot. Lebowski got it back to Wilkie. Wilkie fakes on a shot. Israelson back in his crease. Wilkie got it to Sestier. Lost it out of the zone. Now the Storm have to regroup. Left for Wilkie. Wilkie's back in. Takes a shot. Save made Israelson. He grabs the rebound and hops on top. 57 seconds remaining in the game. Final minute here. Storm had an opportunity with the net empty. And Lebowski was there, but he could not find a shot through the traffic. And Jim Holton has called timeout to talk things over. The Storm needs two goals in 57 seconds. Waterloo is in front right now. 3-1. Storm did not score until the last 5 minutes of this game. Joel Esperance on the power play from Kevin Kerr at 15:50. They're two goals down. They're shorthanded. For the next minute 15, there's only 57 seconds left in the game. Kevin Kerr went to the box for holding. And now on the bench, it's Jim Holton drawing up a play here with the Storm of an offensive zone faceoff. They have pulled Johansson, so it's 5-on-5. The Storm shorthanded with the extra attacker. Waterloo can shoot at the empty net without being penalized for icing. So Tri-City going to have to keep that in mind. However, the Storm talking this over on the bench. They'll have an offensive zone faceoff to the right of netminder Istrelson. Horn, Lesperance, Wilkie, Martin, and Poganski. Four forwards and a defenseman for Tri-City in this situation. Wilkie is going to play the point along with Martin. Poganski, Lesperance, and Horn will be the line here up front. Waterloo on the ice with a 3-1 lead, 57 seconds remaining in the game. Puck is dropped, and the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Horn on the far side, got it to Wilkie. Wilkie pivoting, back to Horn. Horn on the far side, throws it in the net, trying to find Poganski in front, but it was knocked away by Waterloo and cleared out of the zone. 40 seconds remaining in the game. Wilkie got it forward for Poganski. Poganski got stopped at the line. Martin trying to put it in deep, he couldn't. Poganski kept it in, taken away by Sanford. Here's Zach Sanford. Through the middle, Winnecke's got a chance, and he puts it home. Empty net goal for Blake Winnecke, and that'll do it here tonight. Waterloo will come away with the win. Tri-City started off with a positive start here in this one, but could not score their first goal until there was about 5 minutes left in the game, and at that point, it was too late. The Blackhawks get three goals in the second period and take advantage. And they'll win this one in front of their home fans. 29 seconds remaining in regulation now as Storm will put Johansson back in the net. Kevin Kerr out of the box. Power play goal. Make it 4-1 Waterloo. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Gukowski in the near side. Batted down by Aldworth with a glove. Aldworth in onside to the far side of the Waterloo end. Back down low it goes. Banks off the back of the net. On the near side, 15 seconds remaining in this game. Pops up in the air. Hutchison battling with McClellan. Berger's got it in the near side. For Glukowski takes the shot, and Istrelson makes the save. 5 seconds left in the game. Tri-City's going to drop 4-1 the score right now. Waterloo picks up two more points. Third place in the USHL's Western Conference. They're just going to be a couple points behind the second-place Sioux Falls Stampede and the first-place Omaha Lancers. Off the faceoff, Berger had a chance at the net, but it went behind the net, and that'll be it. Glukowski in the final seconds there, roughing it up with Cooper. Players separated as the final words are said, and another frustrating loss here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. 4-1 the final. Waterloo at home took control in the second period, scoring three goals and never looked back from there. Final score again, 4-1. Waterloo picks up the win here at Young Arena. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago post-game show. We'll talk to the head coach, Jim Holton, on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Tis the season
for Tri-City Storm Hockey. Catch back-to-back games of Storm Hockey as we celebrate the season.
Friday, December 13th
is Stuff Your Stocking Night. And Saturday, December 14th is Stormy's birthday party.
Join the chase
for affordable family fun this Friday as the Storm battles the Youngstown Phantom. Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with each paid adult. Kids are invited to bring their Christmas stocking to the game and fill it up with candy and prizes. Take part in the Christmas walk with caroling on the concourse.
A visit with Santa.
Warm holiday drinks.
And more.
Presented by Midway Auto Group.
Then on Saturday,
the Storm and Phantoms face off
in an afternoon matinee
with a special 3 p.m. puck drop.
It's Stormy's golden birthday as he turns 14 on the 14th.
As a special birthday treat, all fans in attendance will receive a free cupcake courtesy of K-Town Cakes.
After the game,
stick around for free ice skating and autographs with the players. It's back-to-back games at the Tri-City Storm versus the Youngstown Phantom with Stuff Your Stocking Night on the 13th and Stormy's birthday extravaganza on the 14th. For tickets, call 308-338-8011
or visit stormhockey.com.
Storm Hockey, presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. Tire Service Straight Talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snow plows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Young Arena. Here is the Tri-City Storm. Drop this one by a final score of 4-1 to the Waterloo Blackhawks. A Thursday night game in Waterloo that was scoreless for the first half of the game. But Waterloo scores three goals in the second period, takes control of the game, and they hung on in the third period. Storm's only goal scored by Joel Esperance on the power play from Kevin Kerr at 15:50 of the final period in the third. And that we are now going to welcome in Jim Holton here. And Jim Holton joining us here in the Old Chicago postgame show after a 4-1 loss to the Waterloo Blackhawks. And Coach, felt like your team in the first period played pretty well, played the system, played the right way, just didn't get rewarded for it. And then in the second period, you guys kind of lost your way a little bit.
Yeah, we did. I thought we came out. We had a really good road period. We had a couple chances, didn't bury it. And right now, we have to work on our resolve because we came out in the second. We were a little bit flat-footed. You expect the home team to make a push. You know, they get a bounce, it goes to 1-0. We have to hold there. We just have to hold our game. And you know what? Unfortunately, we had a great opportunity right in the slot. We made a nice play. It should have been right down Broadway. And a grade-A scoring chance. It hops over a stick, goes back, ends up on the net. 2-0, and then we were chasing the game after that. But you know what? I thought our team proved a point, most importantly to themselves in that third period, that when they're on their toes, they're aggressive, and they're dictating play, they can be a good team. And right now, that's what we have to build on.
Now, if we talk about that first period, you came here before the game and said it was important to weather that storm in the beginning, get that good road period, and like you said, just kind of couldn't finish one off there. But how important is it, again, trying to just prove to yourself that you're able to do that and have that kind of a positive first period?
Well, right now we're a very, very fragile group with confidence, so we have to gain it as the game goes on, and that's the disappointing part about tonight. And again, we keep learning different lessons. I know it doesn't result in a win yet, but we did that. We got through the first. We played well. Then we have to leapfrog onto that success, but we didn't. We took a step back.
Late in the game, you're obviously looking to at least just put a goal on the board. You're on the power play. Joel Esperance makes a play in front of the net, gets the only goal of the night. What does he mean to this team just from a scoring perspective at this point?
Well, we're extremely offensively challenged right now, so the fact that Joel produces offense makes him pretty important for us. And, you know what, our power play looked good at times tonight, and it was nice that they got one. But, again, the reason the power play works is because it's simple. We have net traffic. We have three people at the top shooting the puck, and we're having a real tough time, but it goes back to confidence with guys shooting the puck. We missed the net on probably 8 to 10 opportunities tonight that if they don't go in, they're going to produce a rebound. And that's our next step. We have to get better at that. And every time we miss a net, now we're chasing on defense and we give up a shot. So it's a double whammy. The way we cut down on the shots is by increasing our shots on net.
How did you feel the team handled the big Olympic-size ice sheet here in Waterloo?
Not bad. I thought we did a commendable job. I thought once we got adjusted to it, I thought our D did a good job against the rush. They maintained their aggressiveness without backing in all night, and I thought it helped some of our forwards a little bit more room.
Tomorrow night in Des Moines, facing a Buccaneers team that this team has won in Des Moines already this year. It's one of the only road wins that this team has. What are the changes that have to happen before tomorrow's game?
Well, I'd like to see us come out really, really aggressive and act like it's a home game. We need to get the first goal for confidence sake, but in order to do that, we need to be up on our toes and aggressive. And you know, we're trying to harp, especially on our defense, to be a lot more aggressive, keep pucks alive in their zone. And I saw a lot of good things tonight, and I think we just have to keep it. I think I want to be really, really ultra-aggressive tomorrow night.
All right, that's Jim Holton here joining us on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jim, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow in Des Moines.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
Take a quick break here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and we'll come back and wrap this one up from Waterloo. Storm dropped this one 4-1 here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 4-1 to the Waterloo Blackhawks. Check the out-of-town scoreboard here for the final time, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto. ThinkMidway.com, the only game here tonight in the USHL other than this one was Green Bay in Indiana, and the Green Bay Gamblers win a wild one in overtime, scoring a power play goal in the extra session, defeating the Indiana Ice 4-3. Let's take a look at your New West Sports Medicine three stars of the game here tonight, presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. It's a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, three stars of the game here tonight. The third star for the Tri-City Storm, scoring their only goal on the power play, Joel Esperon. Nice game out of Big Joel for the Storm tonight. Gets his ninth goal and 15th point, leads the team in both of those categories. For Waterloo, the second star, Brandon Montour, Montour scores a goal here on defense, and it was the game-winning goal, second goal of the night for Waterloo, and really put some distance between the two teams in the second period, as Jim Holton just mentioned here when we talked to him. That was a tough play for the Storm. They enter the zone with a rush, turn the puck over, and Waterloo comes the other way and makes them pay. They went up 2-0 at that point. The number one star in this game, who scored the first goal of the game, Zach Sanford. Sanford also ended up with an assist on the Blake Winnecke empty net goal. Sanford was all over the place tonight. He's 6'3", and it showed. Great game tonight. The Auburn, New Hampshire native who's committed to Boston College with the number one star tonight, scoring the first goal of the game on a great deflection and really got Jacob Johansson and the Tri-City Storm off their game. First goal of the night for Waterloo. Zach Sanford gets him the number one star here tonight, and Waterloo with a 4-1 victory. That was your three stars of the game. Let's look at the Dent Popper grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight for the Storm is Tori Dello. Dello had a great night defensively, ate up a lot of ice time, made a lot of plays, was very physical, throwing hits, playing in all situations, power play, penalty kill, doing everything as best he can. Tori Dello, the 1997 year birth year, Dello, 16 years of age. Going to be great to see him back in a Storm uniform for the rest of this season and next season. Tori Dello, your Dent Popper grinder of the night tonight, presented by the Dent Popper. Well, fans, that'll do it for us tonight on The Breeze. Your final score, the Tri-City Storm, fall 4-1 to the Waterloo Blackhawks. Thanks a lot for joining us. We're back tomorrow night. Storm will be in Des Moines to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Puck drop at 7.05 p.m. Central Time. We will start the pregame show presented by Viero Wireless at 6.45. Join us then as Storm Hockey once again against Des Moines on Saturday will be in Cedar Rapids. 3 games in 3 days for the Tri-City Storm coming up. And we look forward to getting everything to you on the breeze, all 60 games this season. Once again, we'll be back tomorrow night for the game against Des Moines. We'll be in Buccaneer Arena, and you can catch us for the pregame show at 6:45. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.